coming up on Emulate This.
Coming up on Season 3, Episode 18 of the Emulate This podcast, we are joined by special guest Tim Evans from the Super Podcast Brothers Retro Gaming Show. We're going to have a conversation not about epic adventure games or highly detailed RPGs or fast-paced first-person shooters. No, no, no. We're talking punch you in the face, roundhouse kick you to the side of the head while my buddy picks you up and throws you into a couple trash cans, and then we just walk off to the right. That's right. We're talking beat-em-ups. And we're also going to answer a couple listener emails and, of course, do the Odyssey. Do not forget to check out Tim Evans and his podcast compadre, Andy Ryerson, on the Super Podcast Brothers Retro Gaming Show. Go to RetroVolve.com or one of your favorite podcast apps. All right, let's start the show. Season 3, Episode 18. Gentlemen, how you doing? Eric, let's go around the room.
I'm exquisite.
You look exquisite.
I'm ready to go.
Nice black shirt on today. You look pretty dapper.
I appreciate that.
Looking good.
The
Rory.
Johnny Cash look.
I'm ready. We got a special today, gentlemen.
That's right. And Mike, how you feeling over there?
A lot of stairs in this place. A lot of stairs.
We should put like a winch in. We'll put a hoist in with a little bucket. And
a little out of breath.
Wheel Mike up.
A little out of breath. I'll be all right.
A lot of stairs.
Knees there, hurting a little.
Yeah.
Somebody get Mike an orthopedic.
It's
going
to rain.
A little old. A little old.
We have a special guest on the show tonight.
Do we?
Right. He's 50% of the Super Podcast Brothers podcast. A great show. A show I listened to way before we even started this show.
Right.
All right. But he's 100% here tonight with us. Tim Evans.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
When it comes crashing down and it hurts. Fucking Hulk Hogan.
Fucking A. What an introduction.
What an intro. You like that, Tim?
I like that.
I asked for that. That's great.
That was a good choice, Roy.
Good choice, Roy.
By the way,
good choice.
All of a sudden, when Ryan was like, all right, we're going to introduce Tim Evans, I'm like, oh, that's right. I had something to do right now.
Right. Mike's like, bronchodilator, quick.
Get him his inhaler.
Yeah, I would say it was a couple years ago. We were on the Super Podcast Brothers with Tim and Andy.
We were.
Was that 2 years ago? That might have been over 2 years ago.
I think it was about 2 years ago.
Are we that old? Ago. Where the fuck does everything go?
I know. It really flies.
I can't believe we've been doing this that long.
I know.
Andy and I didn't do a show for like 60 years, so
yeah.
That seems a little longer in there.
Well, yeah. You. I mean, you just got paroled from the Minnesota State Correctional Facility.
Out of curiosity, right before we started the show, Mike and I looked up the weather where Tim is over in Minnesota.
And
it's just single digits.
Single
and
digits.
And negatives.
It's gorgeous. What are you talking about?
Oh, damn. He's probably outside in a short sleeve shirt. Those people are like immune to it.
They're Norwegians. They love it.
Well, when I went out for a smoke, I had just a short sleeve shirt on.
Oh, you're fucking sick. You're sick.
No,
I was joking.
That
for
long,
real?
It doesn't bother me.
Oh, wow.
I had a layover one time. I was flying across country. I had a layover in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Went outside to have a cigarette. I lit up the cigarette and I blew the smoke out, and the smoke just poured out of my mouth like water. It went right to my feet. And I was like, fuck this.
The smoke
I went right
froze.
Back inside the airport. I'm
it
good.
It fell down to the ground and shattered.
Immediately. Jesus. Yeah. It was like a fog.
Damn.
But thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah. It's good to be on. Good to be back.
We have a great show today. We're going to talk beat-em-ups.
Hopefully.
Later on in the show.
Yeah, some brawler action.
It's one of my favorite genres.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? If there was a buddy cop.
It's like everybody's
video
favorite
game.
Genre.
It's
here.
A buddy cop. Type of game.
Is it, you know, I know a lot of people that shit on these types of games.
Yeah, well, me.
Well, not just you. I mean, you're a professional troll. But I mean, real people tell me all the time. They go, "Oh, I hate beat 'em ups," and they say shit that's it's borderline beyond stupid. They go,
"Yeah,
the games are so repetitive." What fucking game isn't repetitive?
Yeah.
All games are repetitive. Driving games are repetitive.
And as far as retro games
everything's
go,
repetitive.
They're the easiest to make competently. You know, I mean, they weren't difficult
They're really hard to make interesting, though. They're really hard to make
true.
It to the
that's
the line. I was going to get to that before I was,
Fuck you, Rory.
Rudely interrupted, Tim.
Fuck
all
you.
Right, that's your
I'm
first
sorry,
strike.
I forgot this was your fucking show. Continue, please, your fucking highness.
I'm the mayor's assistant.
That's right. You're assistant to the mayor, not the mayor's assistant. I'm the mayor.
Oh my God, that wasn't even me. That was
pretty
perfect.
Good,
how about it?
You really got
I tried
down.
To do it, but someone talked over me because they're a rude dick.
I'm not the assistant mayor. I'm the assistant to the mayor.
You're assistant to the mayor.
Do you guys need a minute?
No, we're good. This is the normal banter for us.
That'll be later
There's
on.
There's no
in the
animosity
show.
Whatsoever. We love each other.
We're going to save it for the segment, guys.
Right.
I caught you.
That's right. Tim, what do you guys got going on over at Super Podcast Brothers? I know you had a couple new episodes out recently.
Yeah, we did an episode face to face. Like we normally record over the internet, but mm-hmm. I went over to Andy's place and we played some retro games on the Switch because it's kind of become a haven for him.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Retro arcade games. So we played a bunch of them and then we recorded a short show. We got another one that we're recording this upcoming week, but I can't divulge any more information than that.
Oh, it's a secret.
Keep it under wraps.
All right. Well, I want to know is did you kiss?
What?
Not as much as you'd expect.
All right. Yeah.
No tongue.
His girlfriend was there, so it was a little weird.
Oh, yeah.
That'll put a damper on things.
Yeah, I know.
But she was cleaning the bathroom as she should be doing.
Oh, God.
But she did a really good. She's a doll. She did a really good job.
Nice.
Nice. Not affiliated with Amy Late this time.
That's awesome.
But all right, why don't we get this thing started off right? We got some listener emails.
I got one thing I want to say first.
Go ahead. Go Please. For it.
Go ahead.
You know, listening to you guys, I listen to a lot of New York podcasts, oddly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like West Coast or East Coast podcasts in general. Mm-hmm. And just love the accents. Just got to say that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's funny you say that because we can't stand yours.
Well, you know, we don't even know we're doing it, Tim. We
Everyone
don't
here just
it.
Sounds like Bobby Jenerick's mom from Bobby's World.
Yeah.
Bobby.
Whenever I guess, is that considered Midwest? Is it?
Yeah, it's like a. Minnesota. They call it a Yooper accent because of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know why, but that's what that's what our accent's called. You know, we all kind of sound like Jesse the Body.
Don't you know?
I was going to say, like Fargo. You guys don't really, I can't really hear it that much.
I
don't know.
I can't.
I hear it absolutely.
You hear it in Tim? I don't really hear it in Tim
very
much at
all. Oh, absolutely I do. Yeah.
All right.
The drunker I get, the more the accent
comes absolutely.
Out.
That's how we are,
that's
too.
That's how we are. Drunker we get, or the angrier I get.
Yeah, because
so by the end of the show, you guys are all going to be like, yeah, it was at the garden. Yeah, there was a fucking herb over there.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of mumbling. That's what our accent, it's just like, what's going on, dude? It's just like, you're just doing a fucking podcast, dude.
Yeah, but we're not behind the mics. That's what it sounds like. It's just mumbling in a room.
It's terrible.
None of you guys are from the Bronx, though, right?
No, we're Philly.
Oh, that was the accent I was making fun of there.
Mm. Oh, I gotcha.
No, we're Philly guys.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you know, whenever I think of the Midwest accent, I think of Saturday Night Live. There was a skit. I think it was, it might have been Mike Myers. Mm. And who else was it? I forget. And it was something about, it was a Chicago Bears skit.
Oh, the Bears.
Yeah, yeah. And they were making sausages or something like that.
Sausages. Dicka.
I always think of Fargo.
You
know?
Oh, Fargo.
Don't you know?
All right.
You know?
Yeah. I love that in Fargo, that lady says, in Minneapolis, we don't lock our doors. And I want to go, when does this movie take fucking place? Oh, I have three locks on my door when I lived in Minneapolis. What are you talking about? It's Murderapolis, man.
Murderapolis.
That's funny, because what is it? Killadelphia?
Killadelphia.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah
I've heard Killadelphia, Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard Philadelphia a lot.
It's just everyone's getting killed everywhere. Let's face it.
Sure. Pretty much. Sure. Hey, it's not as bad as Chicago.
It's the thing to do.
It could always,
Chicago, yeah,
could always be Chicago. Yeah. At least we don't live there.
Yeah.
Only in Chicago, murder. Right? I mean, come on.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, there that was
there good. It is. How he's good. Yeah, he does his own accent real good.
I aim to please.
Anyway.
When you control the mail, you control information.
So emulate this mailbag.
All right, it's time once again for the emails. My chair just sank. I hit the button by accident. All right, yeah. So it's time for the emails.
It's very professional around here.
What a dunce.
We got
my God.
Two here, and each one has a question. Tim, feel free to jump in on these questions also.
Will do.
Yeah, the first one, you might even know more than we on this one.
You definitely know more than we do.
He usually does.
Doubtful.
All right, the first one, the guy's name is Michael.
give his last name.
Why? I'm going to get that part out. He put in his last name here.
Yeah, but he didn't say announce it to the fucking world on your fucking show.
I don't know.
Announce it to the 10 people that listen to
his
you.
His last name's saying in.
That's and part his of the price you pay. 422.
All right, his subject has caught up. He says, hello, boys. After discovering your show late last year, you guys have been keeping me from going nuts while at work and while updating boring spreadsheets. Herein lies the problem. I have quickly burned through your back catalog of shows, and now I am caught up. So like Lumberg from the Office Space would say, yeah, I'm going to need you guys to start doing 3 to 4 episodes a week. Okay?
Yeah.
That'll be great. Thanks.
That would be great if I could feed myself doing the show. This is way better
Any
than my real job,
there,
but
hey,
if we could afford to do that.
I mean, I would like to do it too, but I mean,
we have direct
it's not happening.
No money in here.
Yeah.
No, it's not happening.
We
don't have any money.
It's a hobby.
Me undies are really comfortable.
Yeah, there you go. That's what we need.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by Herpex.
He says,
none of us totally have.
Kid tested, mother approved.
Yeah.
He says, now that that's taken care of, I was wondering if you guys have ever discovered Project Firestart from EA for the Commodore 64. It was released in 1989, and I think it's actually the first actual survival horror game. Hmm. It blew my mind. Gory cutscenes, music that changes according to the action, ammo conversation, and multiple paths and endings, all in 1989. Hope you guys play this one, or at least check it out on YouTube. Really cool for its time. Keep up the great work. You guys ever
What's
hear
this
that?
Game called?
It's called Project Firestart from EA.
I have never heard of this.
I've never heard of it.
No, I've never heard of it either.
But then again, none of us had a Commodore 64s. Yeah.
True.
Yeah. 1989.
So that was a great choice of email. We got a lot to say about that game. Well, I will say I'll check it out. I don't know if there's any way to play that, Roar.
Well,
or...
you would definitely check it on YouTube. That'd be the easiest.
But I mean to play it.
There's some good C64 emulators.
There are C64 emulators. But. We don't have them.
Because we got a shitty little memory card.
I find a lot of them, the old Amiga emulators and that kind of stuff. Like they also emulate those shit load times and like the disk switching kind of bullshit.
Yeah, they do.
I guess people find that to be charming.
No.
I find that to be like
a hassle.
I find it to be like digital aids. I'd rather not.
Well, it's like the Sega CD emulators that'll say like, oh, do you want the flashing green and red lights? No. Where the fuck would I?
What is this, Turkish prison? No, I don't want that.
I didn't want them then, and I don't want them now.
Terrible. Though I do really like that.
Coleco emulator. Would you like a piece of shit to control it with, too? No.
I do really like to hear that we help people get through mundane shit. Like, that makes me very happy and proud.
I wish someone would help me get through mundane shit.
It's me. I help you.
You do, Mike. You're right. I think of you, and I think of you at the soundboard, and you know, it makes life worth living.
I think of old Wheezy over there in the corner.
Yeah, it makes working in fucking 10-degree weather just worth it. Thank you.
10-degree weather. You guys must be sweating.
Oh, it's a sauna.
All right.
So what was that? What was it called? Runway?
Project
Runway. Yes, it's a modeling game. Yeah, a game about becoming a model.
Cutscenes.
Yeah.
It looks pretty slick. It has kind of the isometric view of like Last Ninja or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, it looks promising. I'm going to have to give it a shot.
Check it out.
Survival horror.
We'll do an update on another show saying our thoughts about that because we're not prepared for it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll look
Yeah, thanks, Ry.
The man doesn't have a name?
No, this guy does not have a nickname. He's never wrote in.
I believe since Tim is the guest, Tim should bless this man.
I agree, Tim. Give him a nickname.
Oh, I bless him Finklick McTrickles.
Finklick McTrickles.
An honor has been bestowed upon you. You got a nickname from Tim Evans, the first ever.
That's right.
Well done.
In Minnesota, you would be the head of the tribe now. Congratulations.
All right.
I got to go over the res, you know.
Get on to the next one here. This guy, doing first and last names now. Right? We have to now.
Name people's last names, Ryan.
Don't read his last name.
I wouldn't like that.
All right. His name's Justin. We'll go with Justin. I love you guys. Seriously, your podcast is all I listen to now. You got me into retro gaming podcasts like PlayStation Power. Oh, our buddy George. And Retro Bros. I believe that's a UK show. I remember when I first got into emulation, it was almost 2 decades ago, and I had just been kicked out of my house, living with my best bud and all
that's
our friends.
That's a great time to get into emulation. Yes. You have no money. You're like,
living with my best bud and all our friends under one roof. I can never live with you guys under one roof.
No, I could never live with you.
Can you imagine that?
Eric and I lived together for a year.
True. We did.
Let me tell you something. It was like us reliving Animal House every fucking weekend. It was the party crazy. House.
It was insane.
I never threw up so much in my fucking life.
It was worth it, though. Remember Ryan was going to move in with us, too? Yes. And then Ryan, like...
He freaked out
because I thought about it.
He wanted list of the bathroom schedule. He was going to clean the bathroom when? It was like, okay, Ryan, you're not invited anymore.
Pause.
I did not.
For real?
We started talking, well, we'll take turns cleaning the bathroom. And then he goes on this, like...
Do you know how hard it was to find a three-bedroom
place? About who's going to clean the bathroom when I want to schedule. It was like, right now I want to schedule before we move in. And Rory and I are like, okay, Ryan, we'll find someone else.
What happened was right before we got with the realtor, a little squirrel came up to Ryan, offered him a soft pretzel and said, don't do it. Don't do it. Run.
The bathtub's not big enough.
What does Gandalf say? Run, you fools.
Run, you fools.
Excuse me, it's fly, you fools.
Tim
says. I know, because I got schooled on that myself by some smart ass on the internet last year. I said, oh, run, you fools. He's like, it's fly, you fools. And I'm like, all right, cool.
I thought it was run, too. And
That's cool. Bench. Yeah, I'm going to go bang women later.
Yeah. Much. Well, I'm not even doing that, so
you can pretend. You don't have to tell the truth, Tim.
Yeah, that's all right.
He goes on. He says it was a great time, made even more fantastic because my best friend of mine introduced me to emulation. Mm-hmm. I was raised by my NES and subsequent systems, and I love to game. I had no idea there were so many unreleased Japan and PAL region games, and even to this day, I have a backlog of dozens of games that I like to get into from the SNES era. I'm curious, what are some of your favorite games that you've been able to play because of emulation and hacked and translated ROMs? So games you didn't know about until you got an emulator.
Oh, didn't know about. Well, go ahead.
You may have known about them, but you couldn't understand them.
Yeah, I didn't have a Genesis. So when I was a kid, I didn't have a Genesis. So it was nice to get to play every Genesis game whenever I wanted.
I know for me, I got to play Earthbound and Chrono Trigger, which are both together are like $300-$400 a piece for cartridges.
Sure.
Both of those games are absolutely amazing. I mean, Chrono Trigger is one of my favorite games of all time.
Yeah.
I would have never played that. If not for emulation. Definitely those two.
Yeah.
Oh, I would think, to keep it just to translate it, because you're both right. I mean, you'll never see, every Neo Geo game, especially in this day and age.
That too, yeah.
It's not possible. So far away from the arcade age and stuff like that, but keep it to translate it. Mother One, which is now called Earthbound Zero in America, but it was really called Earthbound in Japan, and Mother Three, which was never released in America.
I was going to say Mother Three.
Mother Three is such a beautiful game. Like it's one of those games. It's one of those games that it's like Earthbound to me. Like it goes beyond a video game. It speaks to you, and it's more than just like art. It's just like
an experience.
It's great. I mean, if you've never played Mother 3, it's a GBA game, and there are tons of you can get the ROM now that has the fan translation applied to it that's 100% free. It's an amazing game, and it like talks about this story about like change and like the giant guy, like the guy with really tall, he has long arms and legs. Tim knows what I'm talking about. It's fucking beautiful.
I can't remember his name.
But like when you meet him at the end of the game after the world changes, and like it's fucking beautiful. The shit, like the guy's talking haikus out of his ass, and you're just like, what is this? What is this? Yeah,
is this intended for children? Because it's deep as fuck.
It is deep.
I don't know if it's intended for children because it talks about themes of like, technology moving forward and how that affects humanity and the problems that arise when you solve a problem with technology. Crazy.
It also is just a kick-ass game with like the fucking like the beat-driven attacks that you could keep hitting people for bonus damage. Like it's not.
Oh
just
yeah,
because
every enemy has a like a heartbeat or something,
and you can mimic their heartbeat with attack
button taps,
and you can keep like attacking people like 7, 8, 9 times in a row.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll never probably cover it because you guys probably wouldn't want to play. You'd have to play it now on your PCs because your Pis I took off the handheld games.
Mm-hmm.
But it's beautiful. Like Mother 3. Hmm. If you've not played Mother 3, play fucking Mother 3.
What's better?
I finally got a chance to play it on the actual GBA.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Oh, the physical handheld.
Yeah, because I got one of them EverDrives.
An EverDrive. Okay. Nice. All right. I'm thinking, no, I didn't know you spoke Japanese. That's great.
No, I don't at all.
Good times.
Yeah, playing it on the actual handheld, I'm like, fuck, why didn't we get this? Yeah. Like, Why haven't they translated this yet? Put that shit on the 3DS or something and it'd sell like hot. Print money, Nintendo. Print money.
Right. Mm-hmm. They could do it.
Mother 3, if you've not played Mother 3, play Mother 3. Do yourself a favor. If you even kind of think you'd like an RPG, it's kind of very un-RPG-like in a lot of ways because of that beat system with mm-hmm. the multiple hits. It's kind of more like Paper Mario in yeah. that way.
And the save spots are frogs.
And the same starts are frogs. They're like, and they like drive around little cars, like Shriners. It's fucking great.
They also hold your money, so it's like an ATM and a save spot.
Yeah, he's like, let me hold a dollar, brother. Let me hold a dollar. I love it.
One of the games that I never played before we had emulators was, and it's expensive to buy if you were to buy it, is Symphony of the Night.
Oh yeah.
Now, oh yeah.
It's a pricey disc. But it's such an amazing game, and without emulation, I would have never played it. You know, because mm-hmm. I didn't play that back in the day.
Yeah,
but that game's incredible.
Oh, it's so good.
So different from the rest of the games in the series that a lot of people were like, oh, "I don't really like Castlevania. I don't want to play it."
Yeah,
and then you play it, and you're like, "Oh, it's like Metroid."
You don't even realize again. Go back to RPGs. None of us at this table are big fans of RPGs, but there are so many RPG games that were never released outside of Japan, and they have fan translations like. I played Live Alive.
That game's amazing.
That game is amazing. It's like, it's like a strategy RPG game that's like based on tiles and you can get different damages based on what tile touches another tile.
Okay.
And it has 7 or 8 stories, with different characters. It's an amazing story.
Yeah.
And they all come back together in like this weird, like all these, it's kind of like, Chrono Trigger, like there's different realities and they all come back and converge into one mega reality and it's fucking great. Like yeah. that
it's
game
like,
is
like Saga Frontier.
It's like that. I mean, there's so like Mystic Arc. There's so many games that are Japanese 100%, especially on the Super Nintendo. And because it's the community that does it. It's not the developers themselves. Yeah. They've abandoned them or they can't get them out there. Emulation.
There's also
some
licensing problems. There's also licensing from doing stuff.
Sure.
But there's also a lot of games that I've been exposed to because emulation that aren't as epic as the games you were talking about. Games like Cowboys of Mumesa, that's a fun game to play. Baseball, Batman,
yeah.
Devil's Crush, the game that introduced me.
I love Devil's Crush.
That's the time killer for me. I love playing that game. I play it like twice a week.
Oh, yeah.
But it's games like that.
When you're not working on your novel.
Yeah, when I'm not working on the novel. Yeah.
His screenplay.
His screenplay.
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
You know what? I'd fucking read that. I put all my money behind any screenplay, Ryan.
And when it wins an award, I'd be like, fuck you guys, you didn't believe me.
I was
walking
the producer.
Off the stage. That's right. That's right.
Fuck
What's
everyone.
That third person cowboy shooter on the SNES.
Wild Guns?
Yeah, that's Wild one that Guns, I was I discovered via emulation that I never would have stumbled across in the wild.
It wasn't at my video store when I was a kid.
And Rory's right. Wow. Every Neo Geo game. I never even played a Neo Geo when I was a kid, but you played some of them in the arcade, but fucking having every Metal Slug in the palm of my hand.
Yeah.
I mean, Metal Slug is legendary.
Up to 6, yeah.
Yeah.
Up
okay. to, well, up you to know five, what I mean. The earlier ones, you know, the ones that matter.
Yeah, I think the first 3 are the only ones I like, so.
Right, exactly. But just that whole commodity in itself is worth the fucking measly investment for a pie alone.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah,
or if you don't have that, just a laptop with a USB controller.
Right, just plug
a 2
gig
RAM laptop, which is nothing nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't cost anything to run it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
ZSNES will run on anything. Mm-hmm. And what's that popular Neo Geo one?
Final Burn Alpha.
Yeah. Final Burn Alpha. That'll run on anything. Mm-hmm. Anything cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tim, you got any other than Mother 3?
Well, Wild Guns.
Wild Guns, okay.
But I was just going to say that that moment when you discover emulation is just such a magical moment.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
When you're like, oh, shit, I can play games on my computer.
I remember when this is a long time ago, maybe 25 years, not 25, maybe like 10 years ago, because I was in, I didn't live where I live now. And I remember I called Ryan because I hacked the Dreamcast and I put like all these emulators on the Dreamcast.
Mm-hmm.
That was. And I called Ryan on the phone. And I was like, Ryan, I said this story on the show before. It's like, Ryan, I have every fucking Nintendo game on a fucking CDR. And he's like, do you have this? And I'm like, yes, Ryan, listen to me. I have every fucking game. He's like, oh, that's great. Do you have this?
Yeah.
You have this one? And I'm like, Ryan, listen to me. I'm going to hang up, Ryan. You're not listening.
He's going
to
be right over.
It's like the dollar store. How much does this cost? $1 for you, $1.
$1. Yeah.
I don't know if your dollar stores are anything like ours, but it's like a fucking crapshoot if they are a dollar. It's like, Oh, no, everything's just kind of shitty and cheap. But it might cost $3.
Right. It's all from China. It'll be $5 or less.
I went into a store the other day. And
oh, here we go.
The
here
title, the name of the store was Dollar something.
So Dollar General?
I go in there looking for a pair of sunglasses, and she's like, oh, it's $9. And I'm like, I thought it was a dollar store. Is it a dollar store? She's like, no. And I'm like, yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I actually said, yeah. I'm like,
you don't work here. I'll tell you what this shit costs.
He was in Macy's.
Well, I thought she was fucking with me.
I wish. She was probably at Sizzler.
Honestly, I thought she was fucking with me. I'm like, no, a dollar, right? She's like, no, it's nine.
$9.
And there's other people in line. I'm like, it's a dollar store. She's like, no. I said, yeah, it is. It's a dollar store.
Yeah, it is. I'll tell you.
I turned around to a customer. I'm like, is it a dollar store? She's like, no.
She like gets her mace out. That's crazy.
And I'm like, well, why is it called dollar or something?
Yeah,
like,
don't call your store dollar.
Right.
Don't have the word dollar in the name unless everything's
so
a dollar.
It's so ridiculous. Right.
They probably went in the wrong door.
They're riding the wave.
No price tag. They don't need to exist in a dollar store. Everything's a dollar.
They're riding Sir, this isn't a dollar store. It's a Rite Aid. Yeah.
No, it was dollar something. Maybe it was Dollar General. Are they not dollar stores?
Dollar Tree?
No, Dollar Tree is a dollar store. Maybe it was Dollar General.
Dollar Liars.
Stop
is where
saying
you,
dollar.
That's what they should have been.
Dollar.
Stop saying dollar. Dollar.
Well, yeah, I was kind of thrown aback, and I had to pay $9. If I would have known it wasn't a
Did
dollar
Did you end
store,
up doing it?
Yeah, I had to buy sunglasses. It was sunny out. It's not sunny here that often, so when the sun's out, you really need it, you know?
It's not sunny.
They saw you coming a mile away, Ryan.
So it was cloudy.
Like, they're like, it is a dollar store. They're just like, I can get $9 out of this motherfucker.
Yeah, she probably split it with everyone else, all the customers.
Yeah, she probably did.
Pocketed $8.
Unbelievable.
And they all laughed when you walked out of the store. That asshole thought this was a dollar store.
I know.
Yeah, they made it very sad.
They definitely made fun of you after you left.
Yeah.
There was
were they worth $9? Did they feel like they were worth $9?
No, they felt like they were worth a dollar. That's what I'm saying.
Were they like the oversized ones you get at the parades when you're a kid?
Almost, man. These things were pretty rough. Like, the light bended through them, so it kind of gave me a headache.
Oh.
But I'm warm for one day.
You paid the $9 for those fuckers?
Yeah. I had no choice.
You were up against the wall.
Because it was the only ones that were left to fit my face. All the other ones were tiny, so I couldn't wear them.
No.
Mm. You know?
That's a shame.
You do have a defined face. I'm going to say that.
You know?
On tape.
I threw them in the trash. I did. I threw them away.
That's the part of the story.
I wore them for one day, and I just threw them the fuck away. I was like,
yeah,
I can't wear
wasn't
these.
Worth it.
Gives you a headache. A light
and
bend.
Somebody else got those and saved themselves $9.
Yeah. Some bum.
Yeah.
Got a free pair
of these
glasses.
Look pretty cool.
All right. Well, let's move on to the Odyssey, right? Yeah, moving on to the Odyssey. Forgot where the hell we were going there. I got hooked on the dollar store conversation.
We need a boat to show of rides conversation.
Paste them all together.
Just paste them all fucking together.
I've had weird times at stores lately. I walked in and I got a bagel at a Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
And while they saw, I ordered the bagel and I'm watching them make it.
Yes.
I always watch them. You know what I mean? I want to make sure they're not, you know, rubbing their face and then touching my bagel.
Of course not.
Oh my God.
So the person behind the counter coughs into their hands. Or they cough on their arm. But you can't cough on your arm. It's going on your fucking hand.
Well, it's better than your hand.
But you can't do it in front of people. Hold in the cough. I can hold in a cough. Do the best you can.
Pull your shirt up and cough under your shirt.
Exactly. Oh, something.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's got tuberculosis.
Make an effort. So I took it. I didn't want to be rude. So I took I was already paid for it. So I took the bagel and I walked out of the store and I threw it right in the trash can. I was walking out of the store.
Why'd you buy the bagel?
The weird
man,
thing was somebody else walking in gave me a weird look because they went, what the fuck? Because they saw me, toss a fresh bagel right out in the trash can.
Eric's right, though. If you were that upset about it, why did you pay for it?
You were already committed to it?
I already paid for it.
Oh, you already paid for it.
Yeah, you pay ahead of time.
I would have said something, bro. I'd have been like,
excuse me, sir.
The homeboy coughed into my fucking bagel.
Near my bagel. And
yeah.
Could I get another one?
Yeah.
It's not unreasonable.
No.
I don't know. I just threw it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's unreasonable.
But I was annoyed.
Was it a plain bagel or was it a
bagel with cream cheese? It was sesame seed with cream cheese toasted.
Oh, it's good.
That's what I always get.
I would ask for another one. See, I don't give. I wish my life was as interesting as yours, though. Mm. When you go out in public, you must have this fucking strange aura that follows you around.
I might.
The weirdest fucking shit happens to you.
I know.
Nothing happens to me.
I'm in public all the time, and it's just fucking ordinary and dull. And
you
I wish I had Ryan's
to walk up, the blue and start talking.
No, Ryan. I'm telling you, that's your fucking aura. I know you are. I know. I must have that. Don't fucking talk to
it's
me.
It's a curse,
on.
Man.
Yeah.
You definitely
it's a
do.
Curse.
Do I?
You definitely
I have the standoffish resting bitch face.
I look at you and I think this dude's a hard ass.
What a fucking asshole. This guy's a fucking asshole.
I envy you guys having more than one bagel shop. We have like one chain here that does bagels.
Oh, for
and
real?
That's it.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And it's Brugger's Bagels.
Brugger's, huh?
No, there's no other places that serve bagels really at all.
We got them all over the place.
What's the
it's
main?
All It's all donuts. Donuts everywhere.
Donuts. Mm-hmm. What we got there,
donuts
right?
Are good, don't have Dunkin' Donuts though.
Oh, you don't really? Dunkin' Donuts?
No, we have Tim Hortons.
Oh,
that's right. Okay. They're practically Canadian.
Yeah. What's the big thing out there, Tim? Because like on the East Coast, it's we have fucking pizza shops everywhere in Italian. Like down south, when I used to go down south for work, mm-hmm. they have barbecue places everywhere. Every strip mall is a barbecue place. So what do you have out there in Minnesota?
Nothing. I mean, nothing. We got other people's regional food.
Moose. Oh,
okay.
Moose.
Because our regional food is like white fish and... Nothing, you know.
White fish and nothing.
Snow.
Dust. Butter.
Yeah. So we have, you know, a lot of pizza places.
Yeah.
A lot of Chinese places, actually.
Oh, yeah, we do too, yeah.
But, you know, that's nothing really. A lot of barbecue places, too, but.
Oh, you guys have them?
Oh, yeah. We got this place down the street from me called Big Daddy's Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds
like a barbecue place.
Tim needs a moment.
We have some barbecue places, but they're not that good.
They really aren't. They're not that great.
It's not like Kansas City.
Yeah, but in the Northeast, they're novelties around here, and they're overpriced.
Yes.
You know, because they're not real common.
And they always fuck it up because they always go, like, sauce heavy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they don't, like, smoke the meat like they're supposed to. Right. It's like they kind of smoke it and then just, like... Yeah. Just put a shitload of sauce on it. It's garbage.
These places have these big, giant pig cookers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a big barrel on its side that opens, and they just cook a whole pig in there and then just rip it apart and smother it in sauce.
Sounds awesome.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a break. I need to eat.
I've never you wish. You're going to jerk off.
I'll jerk off while I eat. You ain't never seen that. With barbecue sauce as lube.
This episode's been brought to you by...
You've never seen anything like it.
By lube.
Brought to you by,
by Eric's lube.
What are you saying, Tim?
We have one regional thing here. I don't know how common this is in the rest of the country, but little shops that are like a convenience store, but there's also, for some reason, a restaurant part where you can like sit down.
Huh.
And they're always run by foreigners, but they have just greasy like deli sandwiches or, you know, gyros, burgers, fries.
Huh.
But then, like, the other half of the store is, like, a gas station.
Euros?
Euros. They're gyros, but that's not right, because Greeks don't say gyro. They say euro.
Yeah. Euro. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I always said gyro. I'm an uncultured swine.
Yeah,
what the fuck do I know
swine.
About gyro or euros?
Euro.
Euros.
Yeah, that kind of place is all over here.
Huh. Oh, wow.
No, we don't have anything like that.
Oh, you know what I saw in the food store the other day? Never saw this before. I think it just came out. Now I don't want to. They don't sponsor our show or anything. So
not yet.
It's squeezable sauerkraut.
Really?
Oh man.
Yeah, it's in a container just like mustard, and you squeeze it. And they have different flavors. They have like mustard flavor, garlic flavor.
I don't need that.
Disgusting.
That sounds amazing.
Why do I need that?
I don't know.
What's wrong with opening the fucking jar?
Well, how big is the opening in the squeeze? That's my question.
Well, I don't know. I didn't pop the lid.
Shredded cabbage, right?
Yeah.
It's probably a big hole like that squeezable minced garlic you can buy, or
it's got to be a large hole.
Yeah. So it's a condiment.
Probably just a big hole.
Big old hole.
Why do you need mustard in it? Why don't you just get sauerkraut and put mustard on
the
sauerkraut?
Well, they have that. They have their original like sauerkraut, right? And then they have different flavors. So they have like a mustard and they have all this other shit. It's different.
I can't eat sauerkraut. I threw up like 25 years ago after eating it, and I haven't eaten it since. They call it like association. I have an association with it where I can't smell it and I fucking gag. I can't even get it near my face or I'll throw up.
We do love our sausages here. And I introduced my girlfriend to sauerkraut not that long ago.
Right.
And she fucking hated it. I made her like a fresh, real bratwurst with mustard and onions and sauerkraut on it.
That all sounds good, but not the sauerkraut.
What an ingrate. Did you throw her out of the house? I would have threw her out.
Well, it's an acquired taste.
It's grounds for breakup.
I guess it is an acquired taste, right?
It's really sour and really salty. And, you know, if you're not ready for it.
Yeah, I agree.
I can eat a bowl of it.
Really?
No, I could. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, God. I'm going to fucking
die. I can eat a bowl of it.
I like it right now.
Oh, God.
You want to eat in contest? You want to do it like...
All right, somebody go to the supermarket.
Like, you're annoyed? I'll eat five. You eat four?
It'll smell real good in here after a couple of bowls.
Yeah, producer to pickled herring next.
Pickled herring? Hmm.
So,
anyway,
we're into
the
Odyssey here.
What the fuck?
Enough food talk. We're into the Odyssey, right? What have we been playing?
Right.
Where do we start? Who wants to go first on this? You want to kick it off?
Mike, hit it off.
Mike sounds ready.
I finished Red Dead 2.
Hey!
It's done. It's over.
Okay.
I'm leaving the Wild West.
Leaving the Wild West.
Tremendous game.
Yeah, it was.
Mm. Oh, you said 10 out of 10, Eric?
Yeah.
Completely agree.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know, the best for me, best story I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
In terms of a game.
It's up there for
completely
sure.
Wow. Engrossed in it. I thought the characters were awesome.
That was the best part.
It was. Yeah. They made you care about the most minuscule character. Like everyone that you were around in your with your gang, mm-hmm. You cared about, you wanted to know what was going to happen with them.
Right.
Did you watch the credit sequence at the end? Did you finish
that? Yes. When they brought all the characters.
All
back?
I can say is if when you finish the game, do yourself a favor and just watch. It's not necessary.
Right.
But just watch the credit. It's long.
It is, but
because so many people work on these games.
Right. And it shows, kind of, it's not really giving anything away, but what happens to them in the story after the game? What became of them,
And the funny thing is, I accidentally, I won't say anything because I know there's some people who haven't, never mind. I won't say anything because I know there's some people who haven't played
specific.
It. But, yeah, it's funny because my controller turned off 3 times in the middle of that credit sequence. That's just how long it is.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So, but do yourself a favor and just stick through that credit sequence. It's mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah.
Last show I was talking about, how, since we've been doing the show, I would do a little list and I would put games in there that, I've played during the show and kind of create a little top 10 list or whatever. Mm-hmm. At this point, it's top 56, but I put this game at number 3. I think.
Wow!
Mm.
Wow!
I fucking loved it. I loved every, and I can't wait to play it again. Right. I don't know when that's going to be, but I plan on playing it again now that I know certain things and
right.
But fucking loved it. Absolutely loved it.
And normally, story in a game is hardly the most important thing for me. I always say gameplay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and there's really not a whole lot going on. I mean, it's a game, but I mean, besides the story missions and even the side missions are all story. There's really no
gameplay elements to it, really. There's a couple.
Right, but that are, required to advance in the game.
Right, there's those challenges that you can do, whether, hunting challenge or something. And every time you do a hunting challenge, you get a little bit in your health meter or something like that. Do you need to do that? No.
It's not required at all. No.
My health meter wasn't full. Right. None of my stuff was full when I finished it.
Really?
None of it.
Wow, okay. Mm.
Nope. No, everything was about 3/4. Mm. So, and then in terms of weapons, I use the same weapons. I dual wielded Schofield or Schofield, whatever the fuck they're called, revolvers the whole time. Every so often I took out the Lancaster repeater.
Right.
So
there you go.
Yeah, I still got some time left Lanky. In that game.
But
I didn't take it out for air.
But it's funny because when you think the game is over, it's not.
No.
I thought the game was over and there were still a good 4 or 5 hours left. Yeah. I thought it was going to, not to interrupt you, Eric, I thought it was going to be the last one.
Well,
and I was like,
kind of started out that way though.
It wasn't, it started out that way. Wasn't as lame.
No, it wasn't as lame.
All I kept thinking during the last game, during the first Red Dead, because for me, when you were doing missions with the crazy scientist, going up with, and you're trying to find Dutch and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then in the first Red Dead, then you become the rancher. It's just like, dude, all right, I get it. Let's fucking end this.
Right.
I didn't feel this way at all.
No,
with this
you didn't
one.
Want it to end.
Even though it kind of has the same thing going on.
Yes. Yeah.
But it just seemed together better.
Cool.
Who do you play in this one? Who do you play as?
You play as Arthur Morgan.
Mm-hmm. He's one.
So it has nothing to do with Marston anymore.
It does.
Well, I mean, but the player isn't.
Marston is part
of
the crew.
Same gang.
He's part of Dutch's gang.
The older Marston or the
older,
son?
Older Marston.
It's a prequel.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, it's basically what happened before the events of the original Red Dead Redemption.
I played the original, and my brother-in-law just finished playing through the sequel, and he said it was amazing, but I don't have a PS4, so I haven't played it.
Mm.
Do you have an Xbox One?
I got to get one, though. I have an Xbox One. PS4 is the only one I don't have.
Because it's on the Xbox
it's
One.
It's on the Xbox One,
too. Oh, is it? I thought it was PS4 exclusive.
The commercials would have you believe that, but no, they don't make it for PC, but it's for Xbox One and PS4.
Why? Commercial, do they only say it's for PS4?
No, they'll say, there's exclusive content for PS4 or some shit on it.
Is
it? All of the fucking commercials are misleading.
Yeah.
Depending on who advertises it. People are like, I thought that game was only for Xbox because Xbox paid to advertise it with their logo on it. And then some people will say, I thought that was only for PlayStation because PlayStation paid to advertise it just with their logo on it.
I mean,
it seems like a PlayStation kind of game, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's Rockstar. I mean, I guess they
I'm not aware of any platform-exclusive Rockstar games.
No, I guess not.
I'm not aware of anyone. They're kind of like such big shots. They tell the platforms, no, we're going to be on both.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nobody we'll pay your licensing fee, tough shit.
Yeah.
Was Bully exclusive to PS2, or is that Xbox as well?
That's Xbox as
well. It's also an Xbox. Yeah. I think
it might have been PS2 exclusive for a while, and then
mm-hmm. Eric. So you play more of the games than I've come across in terms of story. Is it up there for you?
Yeah. It's top three easily.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, I get annoyed by the story. I just want to play the fucking game.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes I'm just not interested.
Right.
And I'm just skipping through what all the people have to say. I don't fucking care. In this game, you almost have to devote yourself to that because that is the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There aren't alternative tasks that they give you to do. I mean, the game is the story. And not only that, it's gripping. I mean, the characters, they feel like real people. It's not just shit out there because they feel like they had to make a story. I mean, that is the game is the story.
There were times, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but there were times where I was so into a cutscene that when it was over and it was time to play the game, I was like, oh, no.
No, keep going.
I don't really want to play this game right now. I just want to watch what happens next. I'm almost there.
I'm almost there.
I'm so close, Dutch. I'm so close. Dutch, just keep going. Keep stroking.
I know we're not supposed to talk, but that character development of Dutch was incredible.
It's so good.
Like Breaking Bad level good.
So fucking good.
Yeah.
I love games that make you care about the minutiae of the world you're in, you know?
Right.
Like you're talking about how you care about all the little stuff in this.
Right.
And Skyrim did that. It was one of the first games that did that for me, where I cared about everything.
Huh.
Yes.
I was reading all the books, talking to all the, you know, so-and-so and their grandmother, you know.
I was talking to all the elves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just sucks you in. The lore of Skyrim. I know exactly what you're saying. It's just like, you know, I'm able to grasp what's going on. Sometimes it's too much and it's overwhelming, especially with a Skyrim kind of a game, especially with those fantasy level RPGs. But in Skyrim, I couldn't get enough. I hear you, Tim.
Skyrim is beyond deep, though.
Right.
Oh, beyond my deep. God. Oh, it's beyond
deep. It's deep in lore. It's deep in mechanics.
Well,
everything.
I mean the lore, though. Like, it is crazy how far back it goes. And it's insane.
The references to the other games and all the other realms.
Just when you think you get a handle on the world, you start reading something, you're like, fuck, that happened?
Never even heard of that place.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to play Red Dead 2 because...
Yeah, bro, it's worth it.
It's the kind of game that makes you really invest as a... in the world you're in. That's my kind of shit right there.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the first one?
Yeah. I thought the first one was great. It's been a long ass time since I played it, though.
Yeah. You'll like this one then.
Yeah.
I liked it because it was just kind of GTA open world sandbox.
Yes.
But
yes.
In the world of fucking Gunsmoke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome.
I love the tie into. I just like seeing the fact that they did a prequel and John Marston's in the gang.
Right.
You know, and you do interact with him, you know.
Right. It's like halfway through the first game you play as the kid, as a son,
a little more than
it was the epilogue
towards the end.
It's like four missions. You play as the kid.
Probably just felt like it was halfway because I did so much extra stuff.
Right. It's a good twist
later on.
Twist. I didn't see it coming.
It's a great twist.
No, me neither.
Jack, didn't see it coming.
Jack's in this one. He's like 5.
Yeah,
he's old. He's a little kid.
Yeah.
Spoilers. 5 years old.
Yeah.
The shit you're gonna see, kid.
Anyway.
All right. Why don't we go to Tim? You want to go next? What have you been playing?
I've been playing Tales of Vesperia on Switch. It was originally for the 360, and they brought out like a definitive edition or whatever for the Switch. So I picked that up. That's a fun action RPG. Very JRPG, but I like it.
Are you really focused on the Switch right now? Because I listened to your last show, and it sounds like you're all in on the Switch.
Well, it's got so much variety on there. I just got done playing through all the Phantasy Star games on the Genesis collection on there.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of arcade ports.
Okay.
I also, in preparation for this show earlier, I was playing the Capcom Beat 'Em Up bundle, which has, what was that, a secret?
No, I was just it sounds interesting. I'm wondering what games were in it.
Eric is judging you.
I was hoping you'd tell me what games were in it.
I was playing Final Fight, which really made me just want to play Streets of Rage. And
Battle Circuit, which is just a crazy Capcom beat 'em up.
I like the plant.
It's the plant's so awesome. I love the plant.
I love the plant.
It's just, it makes no sense. And Knights of the Round is on there.
Great game.
And King of Dragons.
Oh, that's my jam. We're talking about that one.
Captain Commando.
That's pretty good.
Captain Commando.
That's good.
There's one other game on there that I can't think of now. Oh, there's some game on there where you're playing like Chinese warlords, but I didn't really care for it too much.
Yeah, it's like Warriors of Fate.
Yeah, Warriors of Fate. I couldn't really get into it. But man, Captain Commando and King of Dragons. Ooh, good stuff.
Oof.
How many games are on the Genesis bundle that you got?
Oh, like 50.
Oh, wow.
Well, okay.
Yeah. And the UI for it is pretty interesting. It's like as if it was the bedroom of a kid, like a Sega kid. So there's like Sega posters on the wall. When you want to select a game, the camera pans over to his bookshelf that has all the cartridge boxes on it.
Oh, that's
cool. And you select through that. And then it shows like the cartridge clicking into the Genesis. And then the camera pans up to the screen. The screen zooms into the screen so that there's no border and, you know, starts up the game.
Oh, that's cool.
So kind of it's really tickling the retro feels there, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
If there's no game inserted, you can hear like crickets outside.
Really?
Exactly what you that's want, funny. You know?
Nice.
So that's pretty much all I've been playing.
Cool. Rory, go ahead. Good.
So, Ryan and I and Alberto, the King of Ponce, our webmaster, we've been playing a lot of GTA Online.
I saw you on there.
And we're having fun. I mean, it's definitely a disgusting scumbag of a money grinding grab.
How does it work?
Oh, dude, it's disgusting. You lose faith in humanity when you play the game. You really
don't
have
any left. Still playing it. So I fucking boycotted.
Well, here's the thing about that. They definitely jacked up. We're very familiar with the 360 version. That's what we played for years.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally, because we had the new consoles, we're like, all right, the game's pretty cheap. Let's get it and let's do the new, it's called the Doomsday Heist. It's the new heist that only exists on the higher platforms, like the 360 it was never ported to.
Right.
The requirements to do the Doomsday Heist are fucking outrageous. Now, you do level up a lot quicker than I thought. Like last night we made, playing in 3 hours, we made $160,000.
Yeah.
So it's moving along. But my point is, in order to do the Doomsday Heist, as is my understanding, you must be either the head of a motorcycle gang, you must be a CEO of a corporation, or you have to be a VIP, which I think you have to buy a nightclub to do that.
Like, you got to have a second job.
What are the requirements to have every one of these?
Right.
The cheapest one is the motorcycle gang. And again, there's multiple gangs you can buy.
In real money. This is real money.
Well, this is virtual money. The cheapest one is $200,000 of in-game money to buy the head of the gang. Nice. And you think, okay, well, that sucks, but whatever. You can make that money. Mm-hmm. That doesn't do shit. What you actually need to do once to actually make money and recoup some of that investment is you have to buy a business. Do you know what the cheapest business is to buy?
No, but I bet you'll tell us.
$700,000.
$700,000.
Yeah.
Cock smokers.
Now, I don't know what the what they're doing, obviously, is they're inflating the prices of everything so you can buy real world. You can spend real world money to buy fake credit in the game. I think they're called shark cards or whale cards.
No, they're shark cards.
Well, I think they have different denominations. So there's shark, whale, behemoth.
Shark cards? Shark, like the...
like Jaws.
Yeah, like...
I thought you meant shark, like his...
shark.
Shit your pants?
That's a much better name, actually.
Emergency?
Tim, I want you to copyright shark cards.
Shark cards.
So, did you catch...
My GTA Online stands for gastro... intestinal. I'll figure this out later.
Anus.
More anus, beer.
Yeah. Anus.
More beer.
So, did you work out in real money what it would cost to open this heist?
I don't know. Last I heard, I thought $1 million was $20 in U.S. currency.
Right. So,
but we're never going to spend any money. We're not doing that shit.
No, I understand that. But so, how many hours do you think it's going to take you to get enough money to buy a business?
That's the thing. I already own the business.
Oh.
I've already bought the $200,000. Well, that's the first part. The second part is you actually have to buy a facility to do the heist.
Yeah.
Do you know what the cheapest facility costs?
No, but I bet you'll tell us.
$1.2 million.
Fuck off.
So for you to actually, the minimum price that I believe you have to spend to do the heist is the cheapest biker gang. The CEO buildings are like 1.2 million to 3.5 million, depending on where the location is. Mm. The cheapest one, again, the motorcycle gang, 200,000 to be the motorcycle chief. I'm not doing anything. I'm not buying any businesses. Because right. if I have $700,000, I'm not going to spend that money. I only need another 400,000 at that point to get to the next mm-hmm. milestone. Mm. Then the cheapest bump is 1.2 million. Some of them are like 3.5 million, depending on the facility, its location.
Yeah.
So okay. at a minimum, you're talking around it's almost $1.5 million of in-game dollars.
Yeah, but you also have to buy an apartment too.
That's correct. Right, you have to buy a high-end apartment
right from the get-go.
So that's another requirement. That's like the $250,000 is the cheapest.
Does each player have to do this?
No, it's only one person, the host.
Right.
Can you transfer money to another person? No,
I believe they nerfed that because people were breaking
that. Didn't you
used
to be able to?
Yeah, they nerfed that because people hacked the shit out of it.
But not everyone needs it. But if you want to play with other people, and if Roy's not there, I have to have this shit too. So it's good for everyone to have.
So it's really scummy the way that they've inflated the economy and they require you to buy so much shit and everything costs so much money in the game. Now, that being said, just playing around and having a great time, just doing the missions for free, Ryan and Alberto and myself, we made in 3 hours of playing and not even like seriously doing hard stuff, we made $160,000. So at this point, I only need another $400,000 of in-game currency. That's roughly three or more nights, more nights of dicking around with my friends, drinking beer, and then we can do the heist. I'm not playing the game to make money. I'm not buying Lamborghini. I don't fucking care.
Like, who cares?
I've done all that in the other game. I just want to do the new content, and I'm really disgusted that Rockstar basically, what do we have to do? Like it's probably closer to 2 weeks worth of every couple of days.
Yeah,
of working. Doing the money. Now, again, some of the missions are playing pretty well. Again, they multiply if you
have
multiple
people.
We're
flying through the missions. And when I bought the game for $15, Xbox was having a sale. So when I bought the game, they gave me $1 million of game money.
Oh, okay.
So I can have all these awesome weapons like homing launchers and grenade launchers. So we kind of cheese these smaller missions a little bit because I have this firepower.
Rocket launchers cost $400,000 of in-game currency.
Yeah. However, though, the heist, we did one heist. And we did the heist from 360, the prison break.
Yes.
I feel like it's a lot harder than it was on 360.
It's a tough mission.
Yeah, and you can't really use your weapons that you have in stock.
They kind of bobo and they give you crap weapons to begin
with. So they made the heist a little bit tougher. I don't know. I feel it's tougher.
I remember the one heist we were doing where two of us had to land a fucking helicopter. And we kept bouncing it off the fucking walls and fucking exploding. Oh, my God. That was because we got drunker and we got less likely to land the helicopter.
And
it just exploded all the time. It was like, fuck. And we'd scream at each other.
Oh, it's still frustrating. Oh, like, lot of this is just yelling and screaming. And
I'm having a good time revisiting, but a lot of it is that I'm having fun with my friends. And you can say that's true with anything.
Right. The game is fun. You know, it's just a shame. It's just I always will have in the back of my mind.
Oh, it's disgusting.
The monetization
is disgusting.
I kind of can't let go, you know?
Yeah.
I do want to.
GTA Online started with GTA 4, right?
I believe you could play online multiplayer in 4, but it was nothing like this. Like
it really hit its stride with 5.
Well, 5 is just, I mean, it's fun amazing. And there's such a world. I thought 4 was kind of like dead. Like you still could play and there were. You know, the NPCs walk around, but it wasn't as vibrant. Like, 5 is vibrant.
I don't think 4
shit
happened everywhere.
I don't think 4 had online missions. Either. No.
No, well, I think it did.
No, but it had online. You could go to the same room and run around, but it was more of like an open. Remember how the first Red Dead Online was?
Right. It was more just like get chased by the cops and wait to get killed.
Yeah, and it was just a bunch of random people out there running around with no purpose.
And missions.
Yeah, there was really no purpose.
It was vibrant. It didn't feel real. Like LA or Los Angeles.
Kind of like run around the city and blow shit up.
Well, yeah, because heists wasn't a thing until 5.
Right. Yeah, heists weren't a thing until 5. So I'm having a lot of fun. We're going to talk about the Doomsday Heist. Probably everybody, I think it's like 4 or 5 years old at this point. I think most people probably played it. I've heard it's something like 12 hours of content. We're not paying for it. I mean, we're just grinding and hanging out. We would have played the game anyway, just dicking around with our friends.
Right.
I do want to finally give a shout out, Alberto, the King of Ponce. You suck at driving. You are terrible at driving. If I was you, I'd kill myself.
Revoke your license.
You are terrible. He's actually an excellent pilot.
Oh, okay.
All right, we'll give him that.
That doesn't
only
that
with planes.
Doesn't translate.
It doesn't translate.
I gotta say, in a helicopter, he's not as good. It doesn't transfer.
I'm gonna give you that. I'm gonna give you that, Ryan.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you that.
He's a certified pilot in a plane.
You're a terrible driver, and I'm embarrassed to be your friend.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
All right, how about you?
Still playing Odyssey. This game is fucking massive.
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Is that one? Yeah.
Absolute unit. It is fucking humongous.
Absolute unit.
It is. It's taken kind of a turn. I'm like 80 hours in, and I thought I was three quarters of the way. I don't think I'm three quarters of the way. I might be two thirds of the way. I haven't even been to, like, I don't know.
You've changed the denominator.
A third That's of crazy. The mat. Yeah, I know. I moved on to a different fraction. It's incredible. Do you see what I did there?
I did.
I can do that because I'm me. You know? I've gotten licensed. So, yeah, it's taken kind of a turn. I wouldn't say I'm like in a hurry to finish it, but I got to the point where I'm not interested in side missions anymore.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean?
You're like, I want to get to the end now.
Right. Like, I just want the main content. Like, I'm done with
the story.
Yeah.
Four plays fun for a while, but come on now.
Yeah, I'm done helping, you know.
The shit on Netflix.
Aunt Meredith get her fucking purse back from the booby snatchers in the fucking woods. You know what I mean? Like, I'm done with that. So
I want that on my CV, booby snatcher.
Booby snatchers. Fucking stealing Aunt Meredith's booby snatch. So, anyway.
There's your boobers.
Happy boobers.
Who wants sauerkraut?
It's taken kind of a turn. If you had told me before the game started that I would be fighting mythical creatures now, like cyclopses and minotaurs and stuff from Greek mythology, I would say, well, that's kind of not really Assassin's Creed. I'm not really into that. But now that I'm doing it, I think it's pretty cool how they brought all that shit into it. So you're not just fighting the Athenians and the Spartans and shit.
Are you still playing as Dominic or whatever his name is?
What the hell's his name? Thelios or fucking what?
The kid in the real world who's plugged into the machine.
Oh, no. Desmond?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. That was the first three games. Desmond's gone.
I only played
games.
The first two.
He's dead.
Desmond's gone.
Too soon.
That sucks. Too soon, Tim. I thought we were moving towards getting to the present day.
Yeah, you kind of do, but they bailed on that, dude. I know what you're saying. That's why I always said, like, the first three, four games, like, had an awesome story. And then once Desmond was out of the equation, they kind of went a different way with it.
Well, you know, whatever works for him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as invested in the story now as I was
before. I did play three. It's a lie. I did play through three. Three was the Native American gentleman.
Correct. Yeah. That, which was the fourth game.
Really? I thought that was the third. Or no, there was Brotherhood. I forgot
Correct.
About Brotherhood.
Yeah, there was one, two, then Brotherhood, and then three was the Native American game.
Man, two was one hell of a ride.
Oh, wasn't it amazing? Like, holy fuck.
Oh, man. I bought the strategy guide for that game because I wanted to do everything. I wanted to just, I didn't want it to end. I wanted to do everything.
And Rome, I mean, in Italy, you know, the historic shit going on in that game is just fucking awesome. You know,
this game was created by a group of people who come from varying backgrounds, religious ethnicities, and credos.
Every time I see that, I'm like, really? Like, come on, man.
That's the world we live in.
Like,
it's a team of 15 white guys. They're just lying.
Yeah, right? Like, we're so overly sensitive. Like, you don't have to put that in the fucking beginning of the game.
No, you totally
We know
do.
That.
You totally do.
No, you don't.
In this world,
well,
you
shouldn't
have to,
though. It's so fucking dumb.
No, I agree.
We know that everybody that made it, you know, because they don't want to. They're not trying to say there's no God or anything. So they
I
don't
wonder
wanna...
if they're putting that at the beginning of that Battle of the Gods game that just came out.
Oh, maybe. Is it an Ubisoft game?
No, but it's a fighting game where you play as like Buddha and Jesus of Nazareth and they just beat the shit out of each other.
Oh, that sounds amazing. What platform is that? Is that a PC game?
I don't know. I think it's multi-platform, but it's like a budget title. But
I want to be
I haven't played it, but I looked at the
We want a sponsorship.
The screen. I looked at the screenshots and it's like Jesus versus Shiva.
It's nice. That's incredible. I wonder what Jesus's like special move is. Does he create wine and like put it in their eyes? He turns water into wine and throws it in their eyes.
He reverse blinds people. That's
reverse
what he does. He's like now you have leprosy.
Yeah, you go.
Instead of chakras, he's got like two crowns of thorn that he just like throws at people. And,
oh, he's like Xena, Princess Warrior. I love it. Oh, you did it. Oh, my God. You did it.
He nailed it.
You win the internet.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed. Anyway, so I kind of like kissed the game's ass last time I talked about it. So now I want to bitch about a couple things.
No.
The load times are way too long. Absolutely way too long.
I was going to say that.
Were you? Have you played it?
No, I've never played it.
No, you didn't. Just shut the fuck up.
They're all pretty long in that whole series, though, if I remember correctly.
The game, the games in itself? Yeah. I mean...
They're all like... The load times are like...
Oh, the load times.
Come on. Get with it.
Yeah. It seems... It's a little too much. Now, I do understand. It's probably the biggest map of any game I ever played. Now, a lot of that is water, of course. But you do have to sail through that water to get to the other islands. But another thing is the horse. Most games, the horse is fucking stupid, and it makes me insane. This game, it's almost not really the horse's fault,
mm-hmm.
but you have to run to different places to open up the map. So you have to do the, you know, the synchronization where you climb up high and then, you know, the eagle fucking checks out the whole map for you and opens it up. So you can fast travel to these locations. So every time you open a new location, you don't have to do that. You don't have to climb up and do that again. You can fast travel to that on the map. But having to cross the terrain, the problem is it's the Greek mountains and there's the Greek islands and they're so mountainous that you wind up, if you get on your horse, it seems like you can ride on your horse for like a little bit. And then if you want to get to your marker, you either have to ride your horse all the way around the fucking mountain or climb over it. So I wind up getting off of the horse. I wind up running everywhere because it's almost not worth it getting on the horse because I know I'm going to have to climb a mountain. It's like a fucking mountain climbing simulator sometimes. It's just too much.
They should give you some sort of glider like Breath of the Wild or Just Cause 2, you know?
Yes, a glider would be excellent.
I never used a horse in Skyrim. I thought he was retarded.
Oh, that's another stupid horse.
That horse glitches out so you can literally walk over mountains. Yeah. Like, if you want to get to the top of High Hearthguard, whatever the hell it's called.
Hrothgar.
You can.
Yeah, this horse.
High Hearthgar. You can literally.
Hrothgar, Minnesota.
You can ride to the top of High Hearthguard.
Hearthgar.
Yeah, that's what it is like.
I mean, the Skyrim horse is so glitched out.
Right.
The only horse I ever use is that dead horse that you get from the Assassin's thing because it looked cool.
Yeah, Shadowmere or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Keep in your pants, boys.
So anyway, this horse won't glitch where you can get it to climb up the mountain. It just runs into the wall and fucking won't go anymore. So you got to get off.
It's programmed properly.
Well, you could say that, but it's a pain in the dick because I got to get off of it and climb the goddamn mountain. I have no fall damage either. But if I jump off a mountain with the horse fucking dies. But I don't die. You know, I don't know.
And then what happens? How do you get your horse back?
Eventually, like 10 minutes later, you can call him again.
Oh, so you got to wait.
Well,
that sucks.
The horse is fucked up. It's better than
fucking
walking.
Regen leg.
Yeah, but unfortunately.
Respawn.
Unfortunately, I almost don't ever use it. I want it running everywhere and climbing the fucking mountains. But other than that, it's a solid game.
Yeah.
I mean, it got real easy and then got combat wise. It was kind of difficult in the beginning. Then it got real easy where I was overpowered. And now it's a little more difficult again. Mm. That's good, though, because it keeps me. Now that I'm in that mode where I want to finish the game.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get all the main content together here. And it just seems like I'm not even close.
Oh, really?
Like,
How much longer do you think you have?
The story, I mean, I got to have almost 20. I don't know. It could be 10 more hours, but it feels like 20.
Do you think the game wears out its welcome by being too long?
Well, see, my problem is every time I see a shiny little exclamation point on the map, I have to go to it.
Yeah.
The game really isn't designed for that. I mean, you could do all that if you wanted, but I wind up overdoing it. So I can't really, I can't really blame the game for it because I just have this like OCD with that sort of a thing where I see that glowing yellow exclamation point. And that's a mission. People need help. We need to save the Greek islands, Eric, and you're the only one that can do it. So
I hear you.
You know, these missions aren't going to do themselves, and somebody's got to get that fucking marker off of the map because that means you failed. If you don't go do that, somebody's going to die. And you can't sleep at night when you got that going on.
No.
So we got to do everything. Seriously. So I'm trying to say no. I'm trying to, you know, I'm so selfless in all these occasions.
Okay? You got to save the Greek islands.
And you know, Aunt Meredith is just not getting her booby snatch back. All right. You're just not getting it. It's not coming back. So anyway.
Yeah.
Some things I don't like about
I hear where
it.
You're coming from, though. I know when
do you know what I mean? Absolutely. Like, you look at that map and you're like, how the fuck do I not?
I know when you're playing Skyrim and your quest log is just filled with shit, you're like, I can't talk to anybody else until I clear this shit out.
Right.
And then I'll go back and talk to more people. Because if somebody else gives me some stupid quest and I didn't really ask for, fuck.
Right.
Because I got to get this X, Y, and Z done first, and then we'll do other shit.
And that's the thing, too. I went to the exclamation point, and if it's in my quest list, and I don't get it off my quest list, I fail.
Well, wait a minute.
I have to finish it.
Because
if you go to the marker and you talk to somebody, it goes, all right, go get the booby snatch back. And then you look in your fucking menu, and get the booby snatch back is in there. And if I don't do that, I failed.
Right.
So that's the mindset there. Ooh. So anyway, before I finish, I want to say a highlight mission was, and this is why you kind of want to do them, because they could turn into something bizarre and something goofy.
Right.
I banged this dude's wife.
Ooh.
And he paid me and thanked me afterwards.
This was last night.
This is a typical weekend for me, but in the game, I got to do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like this.
Which was funny and interesting.
That happened in GTA anyway. 5, didn't it?
No.
Yeah. Remember, yeah. Trevor did that. Remember that one mission where you were like banging like the...
The maid?
Oh, yeah. You went to... Maybe that's what it was. You went to that hotel and there was that guy. He was like, I'm going to give you all this money and you're going to go upstairs and you're going to bang... I thought it was his wife.
Oh, maybe. I don't remember.
You guys don't remember? It was like a side mission. It had nothing to do with the fucking game.
I don't doubt it, but it's been very long. I don't remember.
Yeah.
So the woman was insatiable, and he was just so happy I fucked it out of her that he gave me the money at the end and thanked me and sent me on my way. So, you know, you never want to miss a mission where you get the fuck for money.
Nice.
So you got to hit those exclamation points. Anyway, I should be finished soon.
All right. I played, I broke out the Dreamcast. I played some Tony Hawk.
Nice.
I don't know. I just wanted to go old school, play something simple, because we've been doing the GTA and stuff like that lately. Mm-hmm. And then we had all the beat 'em ups to play for the show.
You really can watch a Tony Hawk game? Like, I played it. But I mean, like, I wouldn't even want to look at it. Like, I'd be like, I can't do this right now.
Really?
I don't know.
Because it's what it is. When I play it again, it doesn't look dated.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, it kind of
looks at how you remember. How is it not dated? What kind of fun, though?
No, it's a fun game, though.
I feel like we just look at how you remember it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
so
yeah,
I looked at it and went, oh, I understand it's grainy and shit because it's old. You know what I mean? But just like I play Crazy Taxi.
I can go back and play Underground 2 any day of the week.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, this
and that is as dated as it gets because the game is narrated and hosted by Bam Margera.
Wow, when Bam was relevant, yeah.
Man. When Jackass was still on television, I mean, you don't get more data than that.
No, you don't.
Man, that's a long time
ago. I fucking loved that show, though, when Jackass? We were teenagers when that was out.
Oh, that was the shit.
Fucking awesome.
Well, remember, it circulated around here first as a videotape, because those guys are from here. They're from Westchester.
Westchester.
And, like, what was it called? It was CKY or something like
that. Yeah, CKY.
And it circulated as a videotape, like, and then all of a sudden, like, Johnny Knoxville got a hold of that, and then MTV picked it up.
He said, I want you to shoot fucking paintballs right in my balls. He said, I got to be part of that.
Yeah.
So what needs to happen? I need to get punched in the face by Butterbean.
Yeah.
Butterbean.
Is he the toughest motherfucker who ever lived? Johnny Knoxville?
Him or Steve-O?
Does he have a colostomy bag now?
Shit. Like, does he really?
I thought that Johnny Knoxville, and don't quote me on this, I could be wrong. I thought he had permanent like damage to his like GI tract.
Oh, from doing stunts.
Yeah, like, doing stunts.
Does he?
Yeah, I thought like he had a colostomy bag now.
No shit.
I think I heard something like that too, because he got, I think it was from like when he got shot with a cannon in his gut.
Oh, I remember that.
I think he has like permanent physical damage. Like
credible source of information. Right.
I could be wrong here, but I thought like he really fucked himself up.
Well, you know
up.
Who isn't the toughest motherfucker out there? Ryan Dunn.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
We just got dark.
Burn. Oh, my God.
It's like Tony Hawk. I was like,
oh. We got into Chris Farley. Oh my.
That's great. I thought we were
guys make cameos in the Underground too, I think. Like a lot of them do. I think Wee Man is in there.
Yeah.
Because that's fun.
Yeah.
I was at my parents'. I was going through the case of old VHS tapes at my parents' house, and I found the CKY. Old CKY tape. Yeah.
Next to Sex, Lies, and Video.
Yeah, right, exactly. Old VHS.
Sausage links.
Old VHS.
Hot links.
So how was Tony Hawk?
It's good. Well, I'm awful at it. I am so bad, but I like the music.
Yeah.
It's fun. Man.
I had one of them when I was in college. I had a PS2 and I had Madden I had Madden 04, which was the one with McNabb on the cover. Is that 05?
05.
And I had one of the Tony Hawks. Yeah. And I didn't play it much.
Honestly, if Tony Hawk was in the PlayStation Mini that they just put out, I probably would have bought it.
Okay.
It wasn't, was it?
No, it wasn't, no.
Oh, wow. What a fucking mistake.
They made a lot of mistakes. But we were talking about that before, and we think it's a music licensing issue. Mm-hmm. Like, they would either have to get rid of the music altogether or...
Which would ruin the experience.
Sure, right. Because half of the nostalgia of it is the fucking music from the time period.
Oh, I found so many bands that I love from listening to the music in those games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for absolutely. Sure.
I was like, who is this Rage Against the Machine?
Right. See,
give these guys a shot. These young fellas.
I forget which one of the games it was, but it had Peace Frog by The Doors. And I was listening to The Doors for like years at the time, and I'd never heard that song. And I'm like, that sounds like Jim Morrison. Mm-hmm. And it fucking was Jim Morrison. I was like, Peace Frog, this is like one of the best Doors songs I ever heard. And I never even heard of it.
Or never heard,
Never heard. I never heard it before. I was like, that's a great fucking song. How have I never heard that?
Somebody's name has to be Peace Frog. That's awesome.
A Peace Frog.
The next
email we read in the routes in the 1960s.
Yeah. Someone.
They didn't know why, but their name was Peace Frog.
Okay. Are you done, Ryan? Are you still talking?
No, I was just going to say I still suck at it, but it's still addicting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though you blow at the game, it's addicting as shit because there's so many possibilities to rack up points.
Right. Okay.
Because it's one of those games where I can do better this time.
Absolutely.
I can do better
this
time.
But I still suck, and I can't skateboard in real life, and I can't play Tony Hawk either. You know, I'm a fucking failure.
I never care
for one more free run.
Just reinforces it more.
I never care for any of the Tony Hawks.
One more.
You didn't like the Tony Hawks.
No.
Really?
That was never, it just never appealed to me.
You never got it.
No,
I always wanted to be part of that culture.
I did.
That's why I liked him, because I really wanted to be a part of that culture at the time, and I knew I couldn't be because I can't skateboard.
Right. No, I almost broke my back on a skateboard once. Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah,
and it didn't take much. I put both feet on, and whoop, it went right out from under me. Yeah.
See,
right
that's
on my
what would
back.
Happen if I stood on a skateboard right now.
And
it would just go
out
from under me, I'd land on my back, and I'd be, I'm too old to walk that shit off now.
Yeah. My fat ass would fracture
my
skull.
You didn't skateboard either, Eric. There's no skateboarders on the show right now.
I tried it.
Yeah.
Snowboarding, I was
You wore the clothes,
right?
Yeah, you wore the clothes. You got to look the part.
Yeah.
We all kind of did.
We all wore the clothes.
The Jenko jeans. Remember the Jenko jeans?
It's a fucking proto culture.
Holy shit.
And how about
the whole
Airwalk sneakers?
The Airwalks?
Yeah. The air
How about the breakdown jeans?
The breakdown jeans
that had like the stripe that went down.
Yeah,
they were just as big as the Jenkos, but they had like the stripe that went
down. The UFO pants.
Yes. Remember
the fucking, you could pull them off real quick to be if you were a stripper.
Yeah. You were a Slippy Flipper. That's right.
Slippy Flipper.
Oh, I wanted to ask you guys. I don't game PC, and I don't know if. You know, this is a game that takes, I think, a pretty powerful PC. I don't know the name of the game, but somebody was telling me about it.
Dark Souls.
You're in space. No, it's like you're in space and there's a universe and you have to visit planets.
Space Invaders.
StarCraft?
Explore. I don't know. It's not StarCraft. It's something else. I don't know. Tim, you ever heard a game like this where you explore space?
Newer game?
Well, I know there's a retro pixel styled game where you explore various star systems,
game?
But
yeah, newer, not No Man's Sky.
No,
that was I'm thinking of Starbound.
You're thinking of No Man's Sky.
No.
You're thinking of FTL.
No, this looks like real. This looks real.
So it's a newer
title. I've heard something about that, and it looked interesting, but I haven't. My PC hasn't been a gaming PC in so long.
Yeah, and I can't think of.
And this might be. I think it might be in the beta. I don't even know if it's. I think it's still in the beta, but somebody was telling me about it, and I looked it up, and it looks ridiculous. But I think you need a really powerful PC.
Like, probably.
You'd probably have to invest some money into a PC.
It's coming out.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, which I don't want to do. I mean, there's a lot of shit. I'd like
Elite
to,
Dangerous?
No. Damn. We have to Google right now. God damn it.
It's
Everspace.
No. It's two words.
It's not Elite Dangerous.
No.
Okay.
PC. I'm Googling right now. PC space game.
Space fuck.
All right, here we are on Google.
Space whores.
Star Trek.
Star Citizen.
Oh, Star Citizen.
Star Wars.
Oh, okay. That's...
No. It's not Star Citizen.
I was going to say, Star Citizen wasn't that...
Isn't that like the most controversial like Kickstarter thing?
Yeah, it's not a Kickstarter
Star Citizen.
Thing, and they promised all this shit. It's like a bigger disaster than...
And it never
No Man's Sky. Yeah, well, they didn't offer fucking shit. Mm. They didn't bring anywhere near what they said it would be.
I don't
know,
Ryan.
They were promising too much.
You guys want to take a break? Tim, you want to take a break for about 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah, it sounds good.
All right, perfect.
We return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
All right, guys, let's go. Beat 'em ups. Techno's music right there. That's Double Dragon.
That's heavy on bass. I think something went wrong there.
That kicks off the...
I was very heavy on bass. I was going to say that. I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
It kicks off our beat
Dragon 1 or 2 theme song.
I think that was 1, right? Is that 1?
It's 1.
Is that 1?
It's Double Dragon 1.
All right. When it comes to beat 'em ups, you have on one end of the spectrum, you have a game like Streets of Rage 2, which I think is the best. And on the other end
probably
of the spectrum...
probably the pinnacle.
Oh, that is. I think that's the
part of the agree.
Yeah. But all the way on the other end, you have a game like Steven Seagal, The Final Option. Right?
No, it's Steven Seagal is, the, final is the final option.
Is the final option? All right. Yes. So that's all the way on the other end.
I got to tell you what. That's the best title I've ever heard
in
my life.
It's a great title. Awful game. Like,
okay.
Well, it was a prototype. They never finished it. So it's only like a level and a half long, and all of it is bad.
Just amazingly.
Just like his movies. They're like so bad, they're good.
Yeah, so
like I like Steven Seagal, like ironically.
Okay.
But yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he's such a tool.
What about Rookie?
So you have those two games, and then you have everything else in between.
Bobby Lupo.
Yeah.
And there's loads and loads of games out there.
Yeah.
In between those two games.
It's funny because there's a lot of really garbage.
Yeah.
There's lots.
Beat 'em ups. And sometimes it really depends if you're playing with another person.
Yeah.
It's sometimes these things like Streets of Rage, Double Dragon 2, we'll talk about Knights of the Round. You can play those games by yourself.
Yeah.
You know, they're hard, but like you can get through them. They're still fun to play. There's other games that you need somebody else there.
I can play by myself. Help you out. I love the genre of just walking to the right and kicking people's ass. Yeah. I love it.
I think they're all more fun with somebody else.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure, they're absolutely enhanced by one or more people, but like
Rory was saying earlier, how a lot of people shit on beat 'em ups.
It's zen to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It is.
I think it's younger people because it is a genre that doesn't exist anymore, and they don't make new side scrolling beat 'em ups.
Not enough.
It's more of a 3D thing now where it's
the Batman.
It's different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Batman, the Arkham games, those could be totally looked at as a beat 'em up, but
Batman's
not
also a
it's
hybrid
not the same.
Of a lot of other things. Like there's driving parts. There's exploration parts. There's stealth parts. There's stealth parts.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's a mashup of a lot of games, but it's not true. Like there aren't any new to the best or very few non-ironic throwbacks like Double Dragon 4, for example, which is supposed to be a throwback to the old NES versions of Double Dragon, which is like, I think it's like 5 years old now, 4 years old now.
What is it?
Double Dragon 4.
Oh, that's a great game. Yeah, I think it's like 4 or 5 years old.
But like like the Double Dragon Neon, like that's like a throwback, almost like an ironic, oh, look, we're dusting this fucking chestnut off. It's not, there are very few games that are like, look at our fucking beat 'em up we just made. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is a new IP. It's all about walking to the right and beating people.
Maybe it was like a Kickstarter thing, maybe, but.
Yeah.
But what makes a beat 'em up great to me, first off, it's control.
Not getting ganged up on.
Well, it's control.
Honestly, that's because some of the I guess control. But one of my main gripes with these games is that if it's a shitty game, you're playing by yourself, you get ganged up on, and it's so fucking infuriating.
And the way that they try to fix that is with those, special moves that take a little bit of your health and like you spin around or whatever. But that's just a Band-Aid on a bad design.
Well, that's an artifact of many of them coming from the arcade. Like they just ported that gank part of it, like that aspect where they all
because they're just trying to steal your money.
They're just trying to steal your quarters,
right? Mm-hmm.
So, like Final Fight, it's true with all of them, but Final Fight, for example, they freaking butt rape you as soon as they can. Like they're programmed to immediately get behind you.
Yeah,
one guy is the fall guy, the other guys will come up from the other side or try to work around you. But that's an arcade artifact of that genre, but like. I get that. That's annoying. But like, again,
it's like if you ever played Double Dragon on Genesis, which is a port of the arcade.
It's
unbelievably hard. All they do is just pound the shit out of you.
But
they don't stop.
To its credit, though, Double Dragon 2, that doesn't really have what happens in Double Dragon 2. That's annoying. Besides, like hitting A and B to jump. Or going in one direction to punch.
I love it.
But in Double Dragon 2, like if you are playing by yourself and you're attacking one person. Everyone else waits until you're done. But what gets on my nerves with that game is sometimes you can't get the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Like you try, boom, and you're down.
Yes.
And you try, boom, and you're down. And boom, but, fuck!
Right. That never happens to me, I got problems with that, you know what I'm saying?
That happened repeatedly today when I was playing Final Fight.
Final Fight's kind of brutal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I got to like the fourth level or something, and I'm like, this sucks. This is a boring game. I'd rather be playing Streets of Rage 2. I love Streets of Rage 2, so I'm really biased.
Yeah,
I have several Streets of Rage 2 t-shirts.
It's my favorite game of all time.
We tried to purposely say other than Streets of Rage 2, because Streets of Rage 2, we definitely talked about it, it's the pinnacle. I don't think you can make a better beat 'em up than Streets of Rage 2. It hits all the marks.
Everything.
That I'm
There's a way
for.
Of looking at that, though. Like, you know that Scott Pilgrim versus the World beat 'em up?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That came out years ago?
That's been ripped off all of the digital platforms because you can't use that property.
What?
Scott Pilgrim, to the best of my knowledge, has been ripped off. You cannot buy.
Was it really?
You cannot legally buy that game anymore.
Oh, thank God I still have it on my PS3 then.
Yeah.
But no, that's a really good beat 'em up, but it's such a different beat 'em up because it's all about like powering up your shit and leveling up and you know,
yeah, it has
buying
like
different tofu to make you strong.
It has like a scumbag kind of like you have to upgrade yourself rather than you're just one character like in Streets
of
Rage 2.
Yeah, it's not a pure beat 'em up.
The reason that Streets of Rage 2 or 3, in my opinion, is at a higher tier, it is like the gold standard of the beat 'em up genre is because of the complete. I mean, it's a total package. The graphics are great. The animations are great.
The music.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The music is great. Mm. But
that first level music.
The complexity of the actual brawling system where there are grapple moves in the front or the back. And some people have some in the air, like skate, where you hit punch, where you're actually vertically above them, switching with C on top of them. You have an extra throw
combined.
Move.
Combined.
I mean, there's so much complexity and depth in the game. And then there are games that are just so piss poor in the beat 'em up aspects, like Renegade. I mean, Renegade is a bad game.
Yeah. Oh, Renegade sucks.
And Renegade is bad.
Renegade is atrocious.
And Renegade,
I believe it's
game?
The first one, right?
It's the precursor to Double Dragon.
The second one is the one that sucks the worst, I think. The
I've never
Target
played
Renegade.
Never played that one.
Target Renegade. Oh, that's your new nickname, Tim.
I just because another thing is when I play that game, I go, I just want to watch Lorenzo Lamas now.
What is that theme song? God,
I don't know.
What was that show he was on? Rebel?
Renegade.
Dumbass. I did it, Ryan moment. Hit a sound effect, Mike. Hit a sound effect.
I don't have it.
Oh, Mike, come on.
I was trying to look.
Just do the okay.
Oh, there's some Streets of Rage. There we go.
That's what I have.
I'm not even into that kind of music, and I love that music.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I love it.
Oh, that change is so good.
Yeah, they do hit all the marks.
But yeah, it's impossible to talk about Brawlers without talking about Streets of Rage, because you have to compare everything to it.
I think you do. You absolutely have to compare everything to it, yeah.
It's the constant, yeah.
And I think, though, by comparing other games to that game, you can get, like, Double Dragon 2 is that good on the NES. If you think about what they
it's
did...
It's so good with so much less.
Exactly. How deep that fighting system is, what you can do by different button combinations is pretty remarkable.
It is amazing because you have the throw over, so you can throw them over you.
You level up.
You can kick them in. Well, one, you level up. Two, you don't level up.
You don't level up in two, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You can kick them up in the air. You can hit them in the back of the head. You can roundhouse them.
Mm-hmm.
You can just do jump kicks. You can actually just punch them, do the whole combo, and uppercut them in the air. Yeah. You can do the fucking cheating knee punt. That knee punt
is the best.
That is the fucking greatest move. And the sound it makes, the I love that sound.
The best is like knocking a guy down, and then as soon as they get back up, you knee him off of the fucking screen.
Yes,
all of that is based off the D-pad and tube fucking buttons.
It's unbelievable. It really is. Like what they did with that title.
But I can get it to go every time.
Really?
I don't know.
It's a timing thing.
I do like a
you have to jump and then you have to land and then the animation is you're kneeling. So you're on one knee in the animation. It's like five frames. And then you hit it A and B again and then you go into the knee.
Okay.
You always do the knee after you jump. So you jump, get on one knee as you're standing back up, and then you hit A and B again at a certain moment.
I want that sound effect to be my notification sound effect on my phone.
And I said this on the show before, I watched a speed run where these two guys, they must have had macros program, or otherwise they were fucking studs. Like these guys, every move, they knee punted every guy in the game. They beat the game in 12 minutes. It was fucking hysterical. Every guy was, bam, because that kill, it's an instant kill for almost everybody.
Right.
Bang, bang, bang. Everybody's flying across the fucking screen.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
You know what would have been fun if they, I don't know, if it would have been fun, but it would be a neat addition to do the platforming that's in Double Dragon 2 in Streets of Rage.
It would have been better.
That platforming, though.
That's the worst part of Double Dragon 2.
It is the worst part.
It is, they don't need any jumping.
What level is it? The one where it's like the Shadow Temple or whatever?
Yeah, all of a sudden it becomes Castlevania for no reason. You know what I mean?
That level. Fuck it in the ass.
Yeah, it does suck. But in Streets of Rage, they probably would. It would have been better.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I can't stand. The jumping
is more accurate. Yeah.
Yes, but even still, like I can't stand platforming and beat 'em ups. I fucking hate it.
Less is more. Than
just let me, like you guys said, let's just walk to the right and fucking beat shit up.
I want the flow. I want the zen. Like games like Final Fight or Final Fight 2 and 3 for the Super Nintendo, you zone at, like, especially Streets of Rage. We're trying to avoid Streets of Rage. Like, you zone out on those games, and the next thing you know, you're on, like, level 6. It's, like, 20 minutes in. Yeah. You're like, how did I get? You're like a junkie. You're like, how did I get here? Where am I? Who are all
Turtles
you people?
4. Yeah. And the SNES does that for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does, Tim?
Turtles.
Turtles 4. Oh, yeah. Turtles in Time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I could just completely lose myself in that game.
The Simpsons for me.
Turtles 4 is another game that has a very complex fighting system. Well, no, I shouldn't say very complex. But you have the slide move.
Right.
You have the jump kick. You actually have a move where you can float across the screen with a jump kick with X.
Yeah.
You have to time it just right.
You have multiple like jump attacks where you can do the jump kick or you can do the slash in the air, or you can actually do multiple slashes and float down depending on your timing. You can throw people at the screen. In fact, the fourth boss, Shredder. You have to do it, but it's not in the arcade. The arcade doesn't do that mechanic.
Yeah, the arcade had less levels, I think. But the SNES one had like, what, 2 or 3 extra levels?
It changed some bosses too. Like it has Slash as the prehistoric boss as opposed to Mudman or Muckman or whatever the fuck his name is.
And it doesn't have the Rat King, does it?
No, it does not.
Mm-mm. That's a shame.
I
do think the NES Turtles the arcade added 2 extra levels.
On the NES. The original arcade game.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It's called Turtles 2, the arcade game on the NES. Right.
Which is far superior.
Then it was the Manhattan Project, far superior than
the original Turtles.
You have to say, like,
oh, yeah.
Far superior.
I do like the original game, but only for nostalgia because it's not a good game. It's too hard.
It's frustrating.
But generally, it's surprising that you take a movie franchise or a comic book franchise and make a great beat 'em up out of it. And Turtles is like a legacy. With the Manhattan Turtles, Project, the arcade, Turtles in Time, Hyperstone Heist. Great like, game. The Turtles ran for a while and made great beat-em-ups.
Speaking of comic books, we got that that Batman Returns beat-em-up on the SNES that's pretty fucking solid.
Yeah. That's another game that has a lot of... You can throw people into the background. There's actually a lot of... It's just a lot of depth.
It feels satisfying to punch dudes in that game.
Especially Penguin. I fucking hate Penguin.
It has a great sound
effect. Crunch him in the face.
Yeah. So it's got great sound effects where, like, you throw people into, like, windows and pipes and bars and, like... It's beautiful. It's visceral. You feel it like you threw a guy into the ground or you threw him into a fucking plate glass window and you feel like... You get a lot of feedback in the game even though it's 2D pixels.
Right.
It makes you feel like you are Michael Keaton.
That's right. Birdman.
Definitely the best Batman.
Birdman.
No question.
Yeah.
Shave off that goatee.
Smells like balls.
I really like the first one.
It smells like balls.
It smells like balls.
What, the first Batman?
Yeah. 60s. That's my favorite. 30, motherfucker.
The NES Batman?
Oh, I think you meant the movie.
No, we're talking about the movie.
First Batman.
We're talking about the movie. Oh, yeah.
The NES Batman's a great
game. Museum scene. I actually watched the museum scene the other day on YouTube. I just had to watch it.
That's my favorite Batman.
The scene where he's walking through defacing the...
Oh, yeah.
What is the song
they're
playing?
I like this one.
Oh, yeah.
It's Prince.
Prince. It's Party...
Party of Love?
Party Man or Party Man? Is it Party
Party Time.
Party Time.
Or Party Man. Party Man. I don't know. I know that...
I can hear the song
when I was 11 years old, my best friend and I... broke into a gymnasium and stole the vinyl record Prince Batman record.
Whoa!
And you still have it?
Legend. I still have it.
Wow! Remember, he just got released from the penitentiary. So
that's right.
Damn. He finally got released.
So began nice pull. His life nice of pull. Crime.
That's right. Well, there's a lot of reasons to believe that little girl was lying. So
I did get arrested at that school several years later, and by police. So.
Oh, yeah. And now you're not allowed within 100 yards of a school, right?
I just have to tell them.
I just got to tell them.
One of my favorite... Well, this is one of the most difficult games of all time, but it kind of holds up, if not for the difficulty, is Battletoads.
Oh, yeah, man.
Battletoads. Oh, is this Party Man?
Battletoads.
There we go. Play this out, Mike.
Play this out. Play the whole song.
Museum scene right here.
We'll take the copyright claim.
Not this one, Bob. I like...
Great. That's wonderful. I love it.
I could just see him strut.
I love it.
That's great.
Yeah.
There's a video to this, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
He's got like a Joker outfit on, and oh, Prince.
What? Prince? The actual video is him.
Hey, speaking of Prince, he's a Minnesota guy, isn't he?
He sure is. That, yeah.
How about that?
We had like a day. I'm not kidding. We had like a day of mourning.
Everybody,
when he passed away.
No shit.
And like all the trains were colored purple. You know, people were really, yeah, really upset.
Yeah, I remember watching that on the news.
He's
yeah.
a fucking amazing guitar. He was is. Amazing guitar
was,
player.
Yeah.
Amazing guitar player.
Yeah,
it was. Look up. Really just type in like
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
dude. Just type in like ceremony? Prince guitar solo. Oh. Fucking unreal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was pretty good at taking drugs too.
You know what's weird about Prince? Like
he was the best.
He is an amazing guitar player.
What's that?
He's an amazing guitar player. He's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But his music, I never really got into it, but I appreciate how good he is.
Same.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, very talented.
I never got into his music
shit.
Either.
Yeah.
But I respect him.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm not a fan. Same with Bob Dylan, another Minnesota guy.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of his music, but hey, he was good.
Yeah.
He is good.
He write fucking songs.
Yeah, yep. I used to live right down the street from his apartment in Minneapolis.
Oh, where you stole the record from? All right.
I broke in one day. It was a dance club. Still got it. No, that museum scene though, there's just so many great lines in there with
incredible.
You know, where did you get these wonderful toys? and the I create art.
You're my number one guy.
You're my number one.
That's that movie, I think that's the best Batman.
One.
I think that's the best Batman. I think he's the scarier Joker than the Heath Ledger Joker.
Really?
Because of the comedy aspect. That makes it scarier.
Jacket
snapping. Okay, I got you.
You know, he's not coming at you straight scary and horror and terrorist-wise, but he's so fucked up and loony, that's what makes it scarier.
Okay.
You know?
I could see that.
I see that.
It's your Uncle Bingo. Time to pay the check.
Little hot under the collar.
Oh, that was fucking hilarious. And apparently he ad-libbed a lot of that shit in that scene.
Did he?
Because he's Jack Nicholson.
He's
say,
a genius.
Tim Burton. Yeah, fuck you. I'm going to do it.
How about the quill? When he sticks the quill into the...
That's
Uncle Bingo.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Time to pay the check.
That's what I mean. It's creepy. You don't know whether
it's
to trust
really
the guy.
Fucked up. I would have loved to have seen a later movie with Billy Dee Williams half-burned.
Yeah.
That would have been so good. Although... Aaron Eckhart or whatever his name was in The Dark Knight. That was a fantastic performance.
Yeah.
He was so convincing as Two-Face. For the 12 seconds that he was Two-Face before he was done. But.
Much better than Tommy Lee Jones. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
That movie was awful.
Really bad.
So bad.
I loved that movie as a kid. Going back and watching it does not hold up.
You guys, back to beat 'em ups.
back to video games.
Have you guys tried out, what is it called, Roller Games? Is that the title?
Yeah, it's an arcade game, but it was ported to the NES, the Genesis.
It's a beat 'em up game.
Yeah, you're on roller skates.
It's roller games, but it's like roller derby, where you have to like lap people, but you can fight, so it's kind of like skitching, but it's worse.
No, I never played it.
It's weird. It's surprisingly addicting, but it's hard as shit, and there's like holes in the course.
I think it's based on a movie by starring James Caan.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen the movie.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not great.
It's not great.
It's not great. But like when we were going through some of these, that for whatever reason, like when I was going through some of these beat 'em ups, for some reason, like that, like stuck out because it was just like this weird hybrid that it's a beat 'em up on roller skates. It's hard as fuck too. I couldn't get through.
Now what was this for?
I couldn't get through.
Wasn't LL Cool J in that movie?
NES.
You're blowing my mind.
I think he
seriously?
Was. I think he was.
Ladies Love? LL was
I
was
think
on
LL
it?
Was in the movie.
Oh.
LL like stands for Ladies Love?
Yes.
Does it really?
Yes, it does. The LL
no
stands
shit.
For Ladies Love.
Man, I'm
cool
white.
Jay.
I didn't know that either.
That's right. We're doing it and doing it and doing it. Wow.
Wow.
Right. Damn.
Doing it and doing it and doing it.
Ow. Stop. Stop. It's only funny when I did it. That
hammer
was
time.
Weird.
He's down in the club. She was written. No, fuck. I fucked up.
So I was say, kind of a game I like. I won't say it's underrated, but it doesn't get talked about enough. In the same vein of Final Fight, it's a Capcom game. Worst name ever for one of the best games, Cadillacs and Dinosaurs.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking awesome game. There's
four
not
player.
That's another thing.
It's
not
three players. Three players.
Yeah. Well, there's four characters.
There's four characters, but I believe it's a three-player game. Capcom,
right.
That engine, whatever they used, is CPS1. It's only three players.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's three players.
Either way. Well, I mean... it's like Streets of Rage. There's not a bad fucking song in it. It's fucking awesome.
It's
it feels like Final Fight, But
it's based on a movie, though, isn't it?
I thought it's a comic book, but it could be a movie.
I thought it was a really nobody remembers it movie.
I knew it was a comic book. I don't know if they made a movie on it or not.
I know it's another property that it's based
great
on.
Great game, though. You're totally nailed it. It's not talked about enough.
It really isn't. I mean, if you look at any ratings, I mean, it's rated pretty high amongst brawlers, you know.
Yeah. I believe it was ported also to Sega CD.
Was it?
The arcade
game. I think so.
It's not on any consoles.
No, it's not
a Genesis game. That. It's not a Super Nintendo game. It might be on, like, the 3DO, like an obscure 3DO game.
Which is all the 3DO games.
Yeah, I know they made a rail shooter, too, where it's like a gun game.
It's more imaginative than Final Fight, I think.
Yeah. Well, the dinosaurs definitely mix it up.
And, right.
Like, there's a ridiculous plot where, like,
it's a ridiculous
using
idea.
Dinosaurs like people use the aliens.
Yeah. And
more imaginative than Final Fight.
Yeah.
It would almost have to be.
Yeah, it would have. Well, that's true. Yeah.
take it back. The fucking mayor is the fucking mayor. And Eric's the mayor, and he knows about mayors.
Right? I'm the mayor.
You got they kidnapped my daughter in a prom dress.
You don't even have to do anything, Mike. I'll take care of it.
I'll just point to you.
I fucking love Captain.
But anyway, there's automatic weapons. Like, there's high-powered guns in it, which I think almost takes away from it a little, because you still have, like, the swords and the boards, you know, where you can...
Well, they do run out of ammo pretty quickly, although on MAME, you can turn on infinite ammo or, like, never run out of... So, like, once you get a machine gun... Well, it's fun to do it once.
Yeah.
And you're fucking mowing people down. It's fun to do that once in a while.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I don't like guns and beat 'em ups.
But that's like Rory says, there aren't a whole lot. There's not a whole lot of ammo in them.
I don't mind it in like POW, prisoner of war.
Oh yeah,
where you get like six shots and it's done.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can also at the same time hit I think it's the kick button, and you just hit him with the stock of the gun.
That's
pretty fun.
That game, when you punch somebody, they fly across the screen.
Leave the game.
They leave the game. I love it. And I love when you go into the shacks and it's just like one guy waiting for you in there. Or there's nobody, yeah.
There's nobody
and a
there.
And letter A, and you're like, what does this do?
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Every time I get a gun in a beat 'em up game, I just like I can play Mega Man.
Feel like you're cheating. Feel like you're cheating a little.
Yeah.
I always do without the gun. I don't like the gun.
POW is a game you don't hear a lot about either.
No.
It needs a reboot.
I used to love it as a kid. Here's the thing, and I was thinking about this before we started recording, because I was like, I need to talk about this in regards to beat 'em ups. And maybe this is just me, but when I was a kid, I would go to the arcade, play a beat 'em up, and really get into it. And then I would go home and like act it out with my action figures.
Oh, okay. Really?
All right. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it felt like you could like you get into it. You know, you really you're like, yeah, you, especially Turtles. Cause, I mean, going back to Turtles, you know, you'd have a turtle figure,
sure,
and or you know, go home and just be like, yeah, he's walking down the mean streets of New York eating a foot plant. This is awesome.
Now he throws him at the screen. Yeah.
I think I actually probably did hit the foot soldier figure and like move it toward my eyes to recreate that shit.
Yeah, I totally did that with wrestling figures. I had the fucking ring and shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
LJN.
I had them all. I would totally act out wrestling.
They're basically like rubber chew dog toys, but they're wrestling figures.
They
were awesome.
Yeah. I also had I had a red marker. So like I would like bash somebody's head and I would like put blood on their face.
Oh, wow. And that red marker is stained into that plastic form.
No, an imagination.
The poor Iron Sheik.
My brothers and I would act out stuff like that. Games, movies, like we'd act out like Bloodsport, like Van Damme. So it'd be like, all right, I'm Van Damme, you're Tung Po.
Like, absolutely.
You're Chung Lee.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We'd yeah.
Fucking friends, we had like sorry, go ahead, Tim.
Well, in the middle of our neighborhood, there was a church that had a big yard, a big, you know, area that had a lot of trees and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say there was a martial arts contest.
Let's go hang out at the churchyard. And we'd go to the churchyard and we would play like Street Fighter or whatever. And we'd all be like, well, you know, you're so-and-so, you're so-and-so.
Sure.
Especially Street Fighter, I always had to be fucking Blanca because I'm fat. even though he's fucking ripped to shit.
I would have made you Zagnief.
I never got to be Ryu or Ken.
But you could be him now if you want. You want to be Ken?
Get to lay on my therapist's couch and tell him I never got to be Ryu or Ken.
He's like oh, I can't help you with that, dude.
He's rolling his eyes going,
you're too far gone,
pussy.
It's like, yeah, I hate being a charge fighter myself. It's like rubbing it in. Hold back for 2 seconds, then forward and punch, bitch.
Ryan, I'm sorry. You were about to
talk about Battletoads. And I totally interrupted you. So go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say Battletoads was an odd game. I love Battletoads.
It's a hybrid. A lot it's of not it really is nostalgic.
That it's a beat 'em up.
It's not really a
beat 'em up. I always forget that it's a beat 'em up.
It kind of is a beat 'em up, though.
But it's a hybrid. It's more of
a hybrid of what?
Oh, it's more of a racing like gimmick game, I think.
Well, you only racing, every level's different.
You're racing one.
Yeah.
You're racing like eight of them.
Really? I only remember the
Battletoads.
Like a hybrid would be Bayou Billy.
Beaten Battletoads. Because he's a wizard. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Have you really, Tim? You've beaten Battletoads?
Oh, yeah. Recently.
Do you sell your soul to the devil? How the fuck did you do that?
Lot more time than a grown man should have put into a game.
There are beat 'em up. Like, the first level is the most beat 'em up of them all. But then, like, there's, like, the chasm level. Hey, there's falling. The jet speed.
I always hear people talk about the turbo tunnel.
Yeah, right. Third level.
The third level, and they go, oh, I can't beat the turbo tunnel.
I couldn't beat
because
it.
I put so much time into the game. I go, turbo tunnel. Tell me when you get. Come talk to me when you get to the level where you're racing on the rocket.
Oh yeah,
I can't remember what level it is, but you're like on a rocket, and there's like these walls of flame that are closing and opening, and are moving up and down, and you have to. It's 10 times harder than turbo.
So I have a question. So all right, so I can't get past the turbo tunnel.
Right. Like most people.
So how much more is there after the turbo?
It's like 15 more levels.
Is there really?
I think there's like 18 levels total.
Yeah, there's the ice level. There's a surfboard level. The surfboard's horrendous.
It's a charming game.
You're just bouncing. You're just bouncing on a surfboard.
The game has a lot of charm to it.
There's like a wall
walker.
The music's
good. The graphics look good. The controls are good.
The graphics are amazing for NES.
That's what I'm saying.
They really are.
So it really pulls you in. And so when you played that game when it was new on NES back in the day, it was a really superior looking game.
I thought it was a Ninja Turtles ripoff. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Have you ever played the arcade game, though, Ryan? You have it in MAME, and it's also on the Rare Replay. The arcade game is a true beat 'em up.
Is it?
Yeah. Three players at once?
Yeah. Totally different.
It's an excellent
totally
game.
Different.
That's the game that should have been put out.
Oh, I see.
There's one level in Battletoads called Rat Race.
Yes, you have to run from the top to the bottom with the rat.
And you have to race a rat who's running toward this bomb.
Yeah.
And if he gets to it, the bomb explodes and you die.
Not him.
But if you get down there in time and kick it, because you can't just reach it, you have to kick it too, which has fucked me more times than I can imagine.
You have to do that twice. It's hard.
You have to do it three times, I think.
Oh, whatever.
And
it's fucking hard.
Increasingly difficult to the point where, like, there's these moving platforms you're dropping down through, and you can't land on them if you want to win. You have to just slide. You have to, like, fall through them at the correct time.
It's worse than the quick man quick beams. Like, you have to touch the ground. And, like, the we'll watch the speed run. I've seen speed runs that are, like, 15 minutes of the whole game where they warp. And it's just,
you can do it.
And, like, you know what I hate the most is the fucking snakes. And this is all platformy, but the fucking snake level. Oh, my God. When you're climbing on the snakes and jumping around, like, the spikes.
I actually don't mind that level too much. Because it's not one of those cheap levels like the rat race or whatever, where it's like, or the one where you're racing around or running away from the spinning gears. That level is a pain in the ass, too.
With like the speeder bike that goes in all directions on the wall.
Oh, that one sucks.
I hate
that. The controls suck in that level.
I hate Battletoads and I hate
I gotta UI. Make it a mission. I gotta make it a mission to get good at this game. I'm gonna play this every day.
I made it my mission in life. I was like, I didn't have a job. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna beat this game. And I beat it as a kid, but I used Game Genie. I'm like, I'm going to do this for real.
It's a game with some good ideas and a lot of really bad ones.
Oh, yeah.
However, that segues into Battletoads Double Dragon.
Oh.
Which I absolutely love that fucking game. It's got some of the best 16-bit music I've ever heard.
What music?
Yeah. Streets of Rage.
I'm just drinking here.
Battletoads Double Dragon, I absolutely love that game because everything was too difficult. I mean, it's still a hard game.
Right.
Not as hard as the original Battletoads.
It's the best.
But it's fun as shit.
It's the best.
It's still cheap.
Game.
Yeah, there's still cheap deaths and shit in
yes.
it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But
it's still a much more manageable game.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, the last two bosses, when you fight the Shadow King and then the Dark Queen. There's a lot of weird cosplay of the Dark Queen, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When you say weird, you mean sexy.
Check it out in a private window. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm going to Google it while I Google myself over here. Yeah.
Incognito, that's right.
But great music in that game.
Sure. Yeah.
Beat-em-up in general, when they switched to the 16-bit consoles, got... Yep. Like, even like a subpar beat-em-up was deep. Like, I know you had Knights of the Round. I have never played that game until... A couple weeks ago.
Pretty solid.
Phenomenal game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not in a an apocalyptic floundering New York City or Chicago or Detroit. Something like that. Yeah. This is what Ryan, they're at Castle Times. This is in Castle Times.
Right. Castle Times.
Mostly in villages.
Yes. You know, there'd be Castle Times and shit, you know?
it's a blast to play. This game was awesome.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good.
It's an upgrade system, too, where every level, it's like King of the Dragons we're going to talk about. Same thing, mm-hmm. same developer, same engine. Mm-hmm. You can level up and get incrementally better, and your armor gets better, and your weapons get stronger.
By the end of it, you look like a total badass.
You almost look like a fucking robot. You're just like, how is this King Arthur still?
It reminded me of that TV show, that King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table TV show, where it was like a football team that was pulled into a alternate world. Remember that?
I do remember the show. It was like an early 90s cartoon.
Wait, what is this?
Yeah.
It was a short-lived cartoon show. It was called Knights of the Round.
I don't remember this.
Never saw it.
And like you don't really hear about like the rest of the round table. Yeah. Usually it's just like Lancelot and Percival. Because everybody knows the story how like Lancelot was trying to like mac on Guinevere, who is Arthur's.
He did it.
He did. He was did Arthur's. It, wife, or I don't know if they were married at that point.
Yeah, it's his female, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. His bottom bitch.
Yeah. I mean, that's the story that most people know about the Knights of the Round Table.
I remember reading that.
And the Lady of the Lake, that's the other one that's been a trope in other things, including Quest for Glory.
That TV show, like, they would take, like, they would touch their shield, and, like, there's an animal on everyone's shield, and the animal would come out and fight for them.
Sure.
And then they had like a picture of their weapon on their chest, and they would touch that and pull the weapon out of their chest. Like it was Videodrome or something.
What animal's on your shield, Tim?
Mine is a marmoset.
Marmoset.
Ooh, marmoset.
Which comes out and nibbles people's toes.
Good choice.
The toe nibbler. All right. That's good. Yeah.
Hurts. That's good. It really hurts.
That's good. I'm going to go with the beluga whale.
I'm a duckbill platypus.
Oh, okay.
It's a koala. I like to be a koala.
You would pick a koala. Yeah. You pervert.
Sloth.
Sloth. Nice. Three-toed sloth. Beautiful.
How about
Ruth.
All right, I've got some good ones.
Yeah, how about Jalico, man? They put out Rival Turf.
That's just going to say that. If you have not played Brawl Brothers,
great game.
Play fucking Brawl Brothers.
What's it on?
Super Nintendo. In Japan, Brawl Brothers is great. It's a beautiful sprite work, beat 'em up. It's the second game in the Rushing Beat series. The first one is Rival Turf, which kind of really doesn't hold up.
Oh, yeah, I played that.
Mm-hmm.
Rival Turf is still a good game. I mean, like, the first boss is like a really insensitive guy in a genie outfit who has like a
really insensitive guy.
You would never have that shit nowadays in a video game. Like, that literally,
why?
Everybody's Jeez. Like in a gang. It's like modern New York City or Chicago, like Mike is saying. And like, the boss is this guy in full genie outfits with like pointed toes and shit, like in like the sandals. It's ridiculous. Like, how is this guy in a gang and like all these other fucking guys take this guy seriously? But Brawl Brothers is interesting. In the American version, it actually has two levels that have, I don't want to say multiple paths.
Yeah.
But like, they're mazes.
Yes, you do.
Multiple paths! Right. But like, it's not a good multiple paths. They're actually mazes where you can get loops, and you have to get the right, you have to go like, first screen, second door, second screen, third door. If you fuck that up, like, then you have to keep doing it. You're stuck in this loop forever.
Kind of like Double Dragon 1, where if you don't go through the right hole in the wall.
Correct. In the exactly. woods. It's actually kind of shit like that.
Yeah.
The Japanese version of this game is called Rushing Beat Ron, and that game removes all those loops, and it's just a straight game again. It's called Rushing Beat. I think it's Ran, R-A-N. I don't know if that's
I thought it was Ron as in R-O-N, like the nickname of some dude at the local bar. It's like,
Ronnie!
He beat up some old...
Ronnie, you want to help me get that Prince record tonight, huh?
Yeah, got it in the back of my truck.
Good old Ronnie Cakes.
But again, it's
in the clink. You can't come tonight.
It has five characters that you can pick from the beginning, and then the ones you don't pick become the level bosses that you can play. Every level, or when you die, you can switch between them, which is very important. So there's a lot of variety.
Yeah.
And similar to Streets of Rage, there's actually quite a bit of variety in the moves. There's forward moves, there's back moves, there's jump moves, there's a rage mode, which is like a trope of Jalico games where like after a certain amount of damage, you become invincible.
If your life is low enough.
Yeah, I think it's like if you lose 80% of your health,
you out a little bit.
You become invincible for 15 seconds. You can do power moves and like throw people across the fucking screen.
Now, it's more of a ripoff of Final Fight. They really model some characters after Final Fight.
Well,
they have
Final
a guy
Fight,
just like Hagar. Who's the guy? Is it Flack?
No, Jack Flack or Joe Flack in the game?
Is it Jack Black?
Jack and Flack? Jack Black?
Jack Flack. I don't know. I think his name is Jack Flack.
Flack Jack.
He's more like Cody, actually.
Cody?
Hagar is more like the cop.
Yes.
Nelson.
Yes. Nelson. That's what I'm thinking of.
Flapjacks?
And they even have hidden specials like where you could do
sausage
in Brawl Brothers. Yes. Like,
with SOS.
Like,
sausages.
For example, I think if you hit Ford X with the cop, he has like a, he like looks at his wristwatch and it shoots fire out. Yeah. Like, it's fucking great. Like, and all of them have hidden moves like that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
If you've never played Brawl Brothers series or Russian Beat Round, it's totally worth playing. They're great games. Hmm. And then the last one in that trilogy, because it's a trilogy, is called The Peacekeepers.
Peacekeepers, yeah.
Which, in my opinion, is a really neat game, an interesting topic. It has lots of multiple paths that aren't mazes. What? Multiple paths?
What?
But it's...
Shall I call?
You want to go to the hotel room tonight?
Hey, Ron!
Hey, Ron!
Yo, Ron.
Hotel! It doesn't have that loop. Like, you can have multiple paths that go different ways. And right. I think it has six characters, including a robot, which is kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good game. It's kind of slow. It's not as fast as Brawl Brothers. Brawl Brothers is great.
Yeah.
Play Brawl Brothers.
I've never played this, and the screenshots look fucking awesome.
It's a great game.
It's solid. Yeah.
It has like helicopter attacks that come after you. It's got elevator levels, which is a trope and beat 'em up.
I think they're 20-second loops, or pretty quick loops.
You've got big karate guy. You've got green ninja.
Yeah, he's good.
You've
he's
got
good.
Stereotypical white guy, the girl, and then a red cop stripper guy.
Yeah, it's not.
He looks like.
Sounds about right.
Yeah,
that's the formula like for a good beat 'em up.
90s beat 'em up.
He looks like the what's his face from Street Fighter 2.
Bison.
M. Bison.
Yeah, he looks like M. Bison.
Yeah, he looks a lot like him, yeah.
He's like chubby M. Bison.
Actually, he looks like if Sylvester Stallone played M. Bison.
Yes, you're right about that.
Yeah, we can take over the world.
Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd.
For you, it was the worst day of your life. For me, it was Tuesday.
You know, we forgot to actually... We forgot to talk about Eric's favorite game when we were on the NES.
Final Fight 2?
No.
Mighty Final Fight.
River City Ransom.
River City
that's a good
Ransom.
Game.
Because that's totally different than a lot of beat-em-ups.
It adds RPG elements to it.
What Scott Pilgrim was
totally... Another dimension.
It's an excellent game. Taken away from.
Okay, yeah. It used the same formula, kind of, with the level ups.
Yeah, because it was like, you know, you go into a restaurant and buy, like, an egg sandwich and it brings your health back, and then you go into another shop and buy like hot CD and it makes your punches better for some stupid reason. Yeah. But like
hot tunes,
they were totally
air.
Cribbing. I mean, Scott Pilgrim was totally cribbing from River City Ransom.
Fucking cheaters.
Oh, I mean, it was more of a it's not stealing, it's a
more
homage.
Right, I got you.
River City Ransom 2 is a little more lighter. Like with barf and all that stuff.
It's lighthearted.
I mean?
Yeah.
Well, the first time
not
I played
that
it, was
not
for the
that
show.
The rest of them are like, overly serious.
They call
it
Street Gangs in Japan. It was
street
called
gangs.
Street Gang.
Yeah.
That wasn't good. That wasn't good for the U.S., I guess. I don't know.
I mean,
I think River City Ransom's in
the L.A. riots were going on at the time.
Oh, I got it. You're probably right.
What'd you say, Ryan?
I like the name River City Ransom.
It's a great name.
It's a great name for a game.
Good name for like a late 80s action movie.
Absolutely.
My jug band.
Okay.
You sound like you're part of the generic guys, right? That's the gang, the generic gang.
Did any of you guys ever play Gourmet Sentai on the SNES?
No, never played it.
Gourmet Sentai.
It's a Japanese only beat 'em up, but there's two characters to choose from, and during each level, when you beat an enemy, they drop a piece of food.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the level, you combine the pieces of food to make a dish.
What?
And the dish is judged by this weird chef.
So it's like Iron Chef mixed with a brawler?
And then, depending on how much he likes the dish you made for him, it restores a certain amount of health for the next level.
Wow.
I love that.
And then the enemies in levels are fucking bizarre.
What is this called?
Called Gourmet Sentai on the SNES.
I will be playing this.
Yeah. My life is incomplete until I play this
Gourmet
game.
Gourmet Sentai.
Make the man ramen.
How many players is this?
They're like, you'll be like, oh, I want to mix a mushroom with a chicken soup, and it's like, oh, it's mushroom chicken soup, and he's like, he'll do something and then he'll look pleased and you'll get most of your health back or something.
For real?
That's awesome.
And
one of the enemies that always springs to mind from it is it looks like one of these Easter Island heads. Mm. But there's like a little tiny man inside of it controlling it like it's a robot. And when you destroy the Easter Island head, then you just fight the tiny little man. He's just running around like a little sprite by your toes.
It's almost
strange.
Like Katamari, where they judge how much shit you collected to make a star. Yeah.
You did not kind of like that enough ball.
Yeah, right.
So you get to decide what two ingredients you're going to mix, and then they'll tell you, oh, that makes this dish, and I, you know, that's what I like, or this is what I wanted, or something like that. Because it's all in Japanese, I have no idea what the text is actually saying.
And this is a bizarre game. Is this a Super Famicom?
Yeah, Super Famicom game. Yeah.
Oh my god!
Say the name one more time.
Gourmet Sentai.
Gourmet Sentai.
Okay.
Getting into that.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That's awesome.
Is it two player?
Really weird. I think it is, but I don't have any friends, so I don't know.
We gotta play this. Like Rory. Oh, get that drop going, just Mike.
Like I don't have any friends. So.
There we go.
Oh, I'll be your friend, too.
There we go.
You're not allowed.
I played a game I've never played before, but I've heard good things about it. The Stone Protectors for SNES.
Yeah.
Now, I played it for the first time this week. What are those things with the fucked up hair?
Trolls.
Yeah. In the 90s, they were popular.
Yeah.
See, you look just like trolls.
Okay. You go on a bunch of message boards and just purposely piss people off.
Yeah. What's that?
It's a joke, trolls.
It's a joke.
That was back in the 90s when they were attempting to market the troll figures for boys.
Yeah.
So they made a cartoon called Stone Protectors where it was like four trolls that were also fighters, and they had these jewels in their chests, and it was really stupid. But the game is awesome.
It's not fucking easy, though.
No, but...
It's hard.
It's better than anything else that involves the Stone Protectors.
But it's a lot. It's a lot of fun. I played it by myself. I don't know what it was like playing with somebody else. I don't know. I didn't play it with somebody else. But even like the first fucking boss, I don't know if it was the first boss, but I was in a cave and he was in this fucked up cart looking thing, and he would roll by and throw bombs.
Sounds about right.
It took me a while to figure that the fuck out, how to beat that guy, because it wasn't very obvious on how to beat the guy. I had a gun, so I would jump up. I had to almost jump and shoot the gun diagonal and hit him in a certain spot. But it's
looks like this is a pretty rare cartridge, so
it's like Connect 4.
This is emulate this, so we don't talk cartridges.
Yeah, we don't talk cartridges here. This is all Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, gotcha. Where? Diagonally.
Tim, was this just Super Nintendo?
I still have a couple cartridges.
Mike does cartridges.
No, I still have them.
No, I think this was also on the Genesis,
Yeah, but I can't imagine. It's probably better on Super Nintendo.
Most games were.
Yeah.
When it came to like the same game on both systems, usually the SNES game was better.
Yeah. But when I had
not always, but sometimes.
The only issue I had was the controls. I think it's because my control setup sucks for the Pi, because I use an old PS2 controller with USB.
Here we go.
Lags.
Yeah, so I had a lot of lag when I was playing the game, so it was kind of killing me a little bit. The lag.
Do any of you have those 8-bit do controllers?
No, they look overpriced. Are they worth it?
They look good, but I haven't bought one because they look really expensive. But they look cool.
They do look cool.
And they look like they're compatible with pretty much anything that can take, you know, Bluetooth or USB. So they probably work with.
I think they're very expensive.
Any Pi setup.
I think they're like
people love them.
$40-$50.
They are. People love them though.
I was thinking about getting one that they sell an arcade stick that is compatible with PC and whatever, and you can swap out the parts that they have in there with, you know, like Sanwa or whatever arcade parts you want. So it looks kind of cool, but it's kind of a lot of money to drop for something that's just kind of like, I'll use this on some games.
Right.
$125 so you can play like some games is not worth it. Yeah.
No, it isn't really. Cause I mean, like when push comes to shove, I like a gamepad. I'm not big on a stick, but some games, it just feels kind of fun sometimes.
Yeah. Fighting games. Yeah.
A game that I wanted to be good, and I played it on Super Nintendo, it had potential. I felt like it had, even when I started playing the game, I'm like, this game looks good. I like the music. Mm-hmm. The controls were a little wonky on the first game, but the Sonic Blast Man.
It feels incomplete. Like,
yes, there's something about it, but I want it to be so good. And
it's like it feels like a tech demo.
There's actually three of them.
Yeah, the first one was too slow, and the second one I read got better ratings, but I didn't like the game as much. I wanted the first one to be the better one. It looked better.
Yeah.
It
just doesn't do enough. It's hard to explain.
But I played it. It was fun.
Yeah.
But something about it, I don't know, it just lacked. Yeah, I never played that as a kid. Never played Sonic Blast Man.
The first Sonic Blast Man is actually an arcade game, and it's like a Power Punch kind of clone where you have to, it's like one of those punching bag things you see, like the physical type of games.
Okay.
You punch a bag and that represents like you hitting the enemy in the screen.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. The first one on Super Nintendo is just called Sonic Blast Man. And I believe it's one player.
And I like
Sonic Blast Man 2 is two players.
The arcade cabinet had like pressure pads that you hit.
That's what I think it does, yeah.
Yeah, because the original Street Fighter had that too in the arcades.
Hmm.
Where like the harder you smashed that thing, like it would do a hard or a soft punch.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. I'll smash that thing. You know
smash
what I'm saying?
I'd smash.
Smash chunk.
I really, really don't like the original Street Fighter. No, that's not the same type of game. The original Street Fighter is horrendous.
No, yeah, it's not as good.
Oh, the Yuka, baby. It has terrible sound. Like, it's like, oh, the Yuka, baby.
It's so bad.
It's really so bad. Terrible. Like, the sound clip's like, oh, the best of the world, baby. And it's like the English. It's like, oh, the best of the world.
Oh,
it's not hard.
I always say Mega Man 2 was the best sequel to the worst game ever, but you might be right. That might be better.
It's it is not that, the worst.
Street Fighter
game.
1 is horrendous.
Street Fighter 2 might be even, you know, better than the first.
We got to get that clip for the end of the show. Don't feel bad, baby. All over the world. Like, it's awful.
It's like a hungover Stallone.
I can't believe they used that take. I can't believe they used that take. They must have had like. They definitely ran out of money. They're like, look, we got to get this done in 3 hours. Like, this is it.
Just do it once. We can't afford you for more than a half hour.
Get your brother to do it. My brother's drunk. Get him to do it anyway. All right. Hey, just say this.
My brother's already six like, other characters in this world. Game. You all drunk, baby. All over the world. It's terrible. You're going to hear it. You're going to be like, God, Roy has that down. That is great. Badass. My God.
Did you ever play I think I might have been the only person who played it. There was a lot of home ports of the original Street Fighter, and they all suck. But there was a sequel to the home port without the Street Fighter licensing on it called like Killing Machine or like Human Killing Machine, and it is hysterically racist.
We are like, starting a band tonight called Human Killing Machine.
That's a great name for a band.
Like one of the enemies you fight is like a some Russian stereotype named like Boris, and then like you fight his dog called Shepsky. And then you fight like two Germans named Hans and Franz.
Oh my, great. For real? Oh, that's my
God. Yeah, it's something else, man.
What's worse, Punch Out or that one?
Yeah,
because Punch Out.
Oh no, this is worse than Punch Out.
No,
Punch
shit.
Out's not racist at all compared to this.
Oh my God!
And Punch Out is plenty racist.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Plenty racist,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, what was that one guy's name? Don Flamenco, and it's clearly. Like Al Pacino.
Dude, it was Soda Popinski. It's Soda Popinski. But it's really Vodka Drunkinski. Like, really, dude? Oh, my God.
It was the late 80s. It was fun to make the Russians a punching bag.
I mean, they killed Apollo Creed, those son of a bitches.
They are.
Yeah.
We had to send Rocky over there and lift wood and then knock him out. I mean, that's what we had to do.
Whoa. Getting back to
it easy there, Rocky.
All right. All over the world.
Have any of you guys ever played any of the Sailor Moon beat 'em ups for the SNES?
I have.
Yeah.
I think there's a couple of them, and they're not bad at all.
They are not bad at all. They are definitely, like, you feel dirty playing. Yeah. It's like, you're like, oh,
God. Only if you're not wearing pants. Yeah.
Like, that is true.
If anyone could see me, I'm going to be on a list. Like, I shouldn't be playing
this. Yeah.
Oh, I got the name of that game wrong. It's Gourmet Sentai Bara Yaro.
Yeah, whoa. I looked
Sentai
it up. I have it right here. But
Googling.
Yeah,
I have to play this.
I'm looking for the game FAQs. It doesn't have much of a.
It looks like it was re-released in 2018.
Oh, yeah?
By Blaze Pro.
The cover is ridiculous. It's just. Boobs and food.
Boobs and food.
What else do you need? I mean, come on. What are you, Cosmopolitan?
That's true.
There was a game I played for the first time with Rory. I don't know. Probably might have been like 4 or 5 years ago. It's arcade. It was on Genesis. Two Crude Dudes, otherwise known as Crude Busters.
God, is it
now?
Horrendous.
It's a Data East game, and the music is so funny. It was the first time I ever played it. We were playing online together. We were on NetPlay. I was laughing so fucking hard. But I just... What you see on screen is just these over-muscled just
you look
Stallone,
like Bebop before you got turned into a pig.
Yeah, it is the most extreme 80s shit I've ever seen, with sunglasses, the big fucking sunglasses,
spiky hair,
graffiti everywhere. Nice. The music, the bass line. The bass line's fucking hysterical. If Mike can find it, Mike, what's find
a,
this.
It's what's a really
game?
Slow
find
game.
This on Genesis. Just type in two crude dudes. It's one of the, I was laughing so fucking hard I had to keep pausing the game.
That, yeah, that
I don't awful. Even know if it's bad. Like it's a so, bad game. It's bad, but it's a good bad.
Right. Oh yeah.
It's where so it's just bad, over it's the top beat 'em up. Like if you can go over the top of the beat 'em up. No. Level one. Dude, you got to do the level one song. Find this level one song. There it is. Listen to this. Wait till it kicks in. I was laughing so hard here.
It hasn't yet?
Wait for the juice.
Here we go. Shh. Ready? This is so funny. This is so fucking 90s, 80s.
Oh, shit.
Listen.
Sounds like Contra.
It's like Faith No More.
Yes, I was laughing so fucking hard. I couldn't even. I'm like, Rory, I gotta fucking stop.
Rory, holy I gotta shit. Stop.
That, he was.
I mean, you literally.
He was drunk
you
as
walk
shit,
around
though.
And you pick up cars and throw them at guys. What?
This cover's ridiculous, too. Yeah.
The time that you're playing, you, the whole time you're thinking, this is Beverly Hills Cop, the video game. But, like, it's not good. Like, it's not a good game.
It's bad, yeah.
It's definitely on the
and it was
Steven
arcade.
Seagal is the final option oh, side yeah. of the spectrum. Seagal.
But it's playable, though.
Oh, it's playable. It's
definitely
not,
a playable.
It's
the
not
controls
buggy.
Are good.
Can we name our episode
the characters
that?
Are huge. The what's sprites that? Are massive.
Steven Seagal, the final option.
Yes. He is the final
somebody
answer.
Somebody needs a nickname. Is the final option.
Yeah, somebody does.
We have to review that game.
Somebody yeah. does have to have a nickname, the final option.
By the way, I was reading the other day that there is going to be a Streets of Rage 4 by Sega.
Oh wow!
It's well, I didn't wow. know it was by Sega.
Well, I don't know,
I
but
thought
it's
it
a
was
license,
outsourced to two different companies.
But Sega okayed it. It's not like it's a bunch of rogue.
No,
people.
No, no.
It's
not.
It's not
yeah,
like
it's
the
endorsed.
V5.
No, it's endorsed.
Remake.
It's
right.
Endorsed.
Roads of Anger.
Ugh. Now the thing is with Streets of Rage 4 is that the art style is different. Which that's fine. I mean, we're in
pixel.
A high def
it's
world.
It's not pixel art. I want
no,
pixel
not.
Art. Which
it's
disappoints
not.
Me.
The thing that's confusing is that they only apparently have art for Blaze and Axel, who's older. He has a beard like Ryan's got going right now. It's
I'm getting a beard.
A little gray.
The question is it only two player? And is there the only two characters in the game? There's no Max. There's no Skate.
No, there's got to be.
No Zan. There's no Rue.
Yeah, there's got to be.
There's no new characters.
I'm not interested.
I actually kind of think Streets of Rage 4, I mean, to succeed, they need to drop all the existing characters and make it after the fact. Like, yes. I don't think there's anything
present
wrong.
Present day.
Not only that, but just to say it's 10 years later, cool. There's a new gang that's replaced Mr. X's gang, and there's now new ex-cops, or there are cops. Or
but does not this
Streets of Rage 76?
Oh,
yeah.
Fucking online fucking...
But doesn't it disappoint you that the remake, when they did the V5 remake, they did pixel art, and it looks so fucking good. So why wouldn't you just take the same thing? Why do you need to change
the
way it looks?
Def. I think it has to do with a higher def. Like it's just easier.
But the only people that really want this are people our age that have played it. You know,
also, can we just make it a law that any game that's multiplayer has to have couch co-op and online co-op?
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
I absolutely agree.
Just give us all the options.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. Don't make it just online.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. I would come over, but we can't play together in person, so I'm going to stay home and you stay at your place.
Right.
And we'll be fucking robots. And it's cool.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I find the opposite is the problem. Like Cuphead, for example, it's only local. It's not
well,
online.
That's because it's so intense and there's so much shit going on that the littlest bit of lag would fuck everything up.
Yeah.
That's true. And that game is fucking great.
It's an amazing game.
I agree with you, but then again, make the game easier if it's on co-op.
Like, oh, stop with the make
easier.
Oh, I mean, what
happened with I'm Mike. I'm blue headphones.
The hardness.
Don't forget, I love the way.
We got new headphones and they don't work. We finally bought new headphones and they don't work. I felt bad, but it was funny at the same time.
You man, bro?
No, you are.
I'm not mad.
Wait, can I please take a picture of that and post it on fucking Twitter?
Yeah,
with the headphones.
Yeah. I have
headphones.
I bought headphones for the Xbox One, and you know, it's a 3.5 millimeter jack, which we use
3.5,
here.
3.5, yeah.
And they apparently are drawing power from the controller batteries. I didn't realize that because they won't work on our set.
They won't work in the studio. No.
You can't hear anything in them. And
we've been breaking his balls for 3 years to get a real pair of headphones. He finally does, and they don't work. But I mean, it's not like they're a waste.
Well,
you can use
them
for your Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I can use them when I'm, you know.
Use them on your Xbox.
Yeah. I can't believe you said that.
I can wear
though,
when
Rory.
I'm balls deep in your women. So,
oh,
you know, it's fine.
Damn.
Jesus.
Oh. What the fuck?
Left turn.
I can't believe Rory said that, though, because that takes away from Cuphead. Like, you want Cuphead to be easier. The whole point is to be. It's supposed to be difficult.
Well,
it's supposed to drive you crazy.
I want more options to play with people, to get back to Tim's point. Like, right. I want
it's
more
kinda
options.
It's kind of like Super Meat Boy. If you made it easier, it would lose its major thing.
Right. What's
However,
the point,
at the same time, just optimize the online better then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it should be the option to play it online, even though. Yeah, lag will fuck it up, but give me the option anyway. Let me sort out my internet speed. You just give me the option.
Yeah. Fuck that. Let's do it. We're doing it tonight, Tim, me and you. Right after we record our album.
What's our band called?
Human.
The Final Option? The
final... No. That's
the Human Killing Machine.
Killing Machine.
I think it's something like Killing Machine or Human Killing Machine.
Did you ever see that?
It's terrible.
There was a documentary on, this is so terrible. There was a documentary on like the History Channel, and it was called like Hitler's Human Lampshades.
What?
Dude,
what the
fucking
fuck?
It's possible.
That's not real.
I can't.
Dude,
I'll look. You know what's funny about Netflix? Like, Netflix has so much, like,
garbage.
Like, well, they have a lot of, like, World War II, Hitler stuff, Nazi stuff, and it's like, and it's odd. I'm always like, yeah, it looks really interesting, but I'm afraid if I watch too much of that.
Right.
You'll like, turn into a Nazi. No, Netflix will notice and go, this guy's watching a lot of this now.
You're
my God. I'm so paranoid about shit.
You're
it's like ridiculous.
Up.
I am so
And then you're
going to
be on Facebook and it'll be like, you'll be getting Target ads for, like, you know,
Hitler
right,
youth knives
like
and not, shit.
Yeah, right.
Buy
right
on eBay.
Oh man, I'm so fucking fucking paranoid.
Dude, there it is.
This human,
a human shit. Skin lampshade sparks a journey into the heart of Nazi Germany.
He never had a human.
Fuck.
Did he have a human lampshade?
No. He had human boy parts in his freezer, but
he did have.
For real?
I don't know.
Not. Hitler, Jeffrey Dahmer.
It's all hearsay.
Oh, Jeff Dahmer. Yeah, I'm not thinking.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Well, Jeffrey Dahmer, Hitler.
Yeah, really.
There's not much difference, honestly.
No. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I always heard a lot about Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I played it. It was dog shit. I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, I agree. It sucks.
Although, there's a fighting game on the SNES based on the Power Rangers. Not a beat 'em up. The beat 'em up is shit. But the fighting game... It's not great, but graphically, it's beautiful.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, because it's based off of an engine of a Gundam Wing fighting game on the SNES or on the Super Famicom that pushes the graphical limits to like PlayStation levels.
Yeah.
But then they took that same game engine and they made a fighting game where you just fight as like the big robots in that show.
Okay.
So all the sound effects are sound like, you know, metal on metal. And it's cool to look at, cool to play, but it's nothing special. But it's the best Power Rangers game I've ever seen, which doesn't say anything.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the best Godzilla game. Like I know there's Godzilla games on the TurboGrafx-16 and like the GameCube too, or like they're like 2-on-2 fighting games. But they use those characters and none of them are particularly good. Like that's something that they need to make.
Yeah,
the best Godzilla fighting game is King of the Monsters 2 in the Neo Geo.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting into fighting games versus like brawlers. Like,
true.
But King of the Monsters 2 is actually more of a brawler because there are levels. The first one is like pro wrestling, and it's actually really poorly executed. I actually don't like King of the Monsters 1. But King of the Monsters 2 is more of a, you're right.
Way better game.
It's a much better game. It's great artwork. The only thing that sucks about 2 is that they didn't carry over all the characters from 1. 1, I believe you could have 6 or 7 guys to pick. And 3, restriction only 3.
So the wolf,
the robot pig, now you're thinking of Rampage.
Oh, that's Rampage.
In King of the Monsters 2, it's the robot pig, Cyberwoo, and that's my other band name, Cyberwoo. Atomic Guy. Yeah, and then Gideon the Dragon or something
Nuclear
like that.
Nuclear Lad.
Up and at them.
Explosion Bloke.
Explosion Bloke.
I wanted to say, with Double Dragon, you had Double Dragon 2. Amazing game. Double Dragon 3 sucked. But Super Double Dragon, what the fuck happened to that?
Yeah,
Super
it's very Nintendo. Slow. Well,
it's awful.
No, I don't think it's awful. I think it's too slow for its own good.
It's so slow.
And the thing that really sucks about it, in my opinion, that they tried to do, which is neat, but it bleeds back into it's too fucking slow, is that they invented the grapple system where you have to stun them and then walk into them, or you have to catch them with B. B brings up like this grab animation, and like he'll swing at you. The enemies will swing at you, and some of them can be caught when you do that hold animation. And then you can do, but it's a very slow game, and you like knock down people like three or four times to kill them.
I like Double Dragon 4, but Double Dragon 2, I think, is the zenith. I think that's where they hit their sweet spot. That was just a great game. And the weird controls actually work.
I know, but I can't stand those like that weird part controls.
Of Man,
really? Like no, I really like those controls. I like... Because after you play like a couple of levels of it, you get used to it. But then you kind of have to get used to it every time you play it.
Yeah, it's a shame. Ryan actually went to take a piss, but Ryan loves those controls. He's all about those.
What other game does that?
I think Renegade does that, doesn't it?
Does it?
I think it does.
It might. I know it exists in the arcade, the original version of 2, but they took it out in all subsequent Double Dragon games. They don't follow that scheme because too many people are probably like, this is bullshit.
Yeah,
I absolutely love that.
On, he's back.
Mike.
I heard Mike saying that.
What?
I love the rhythm, the bounce back and forth, depending on which way you're facing. I wish more games did that. I can't believe no other games ever fucking did it.
I like the fact that you could be facing one direction and like elbow a dude behind you.
Yes.
That I like.
Yeah.
I like where you really can punch the guy behind because they surround you in a lot of brawlers.
Crowd control is easier in that game because of that control scheme.
I do like that.
True. It's just, it's funny because like we were talking about like how deep the Double Dragon 2 like system is. Mm-hmm. But I literally get lost.
You can't pull that.
I really do. Like I get lost. It's like, oh fuck, I'm this way, which is to kick. And I play Double Dragon 2 a good bit. Yeah. Like I at least pop it in, I don't know, twice a year, you know, like, but I can't, like, at least when I'm, like, fourth, fifth level, I forget.
Really?
See, yeah, I thought that was
one of the neatest things about the game, even when it was out, when it was new. That was the coolest thing about the game. It's like, oh, yeah, this is the game where it switches back and forth.
Because the thing is, too, it's like, if you fuck up in later levels, if you fuck that up, like, just once, you could, because all of a sudden it turns into a platformer, you could fall into a fucking pit.
Oh, that, the platforming bits just kill that.
Unnecessary.
Game.
So unnecessary.
That could have been, I mean, it is the best game on the, in my opinion, is the best beat 'em up game on the NES. I can't really think of any other.
There's probably only like five.
Mighty Final Fight's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And the Turtles 2 and Turtles
3. Oh, that, yeah, you're right. Yeah, Turtles the Arcade is pretty fucking good. But
there's not that many though. The SNES is where it really hit its stride. Yeah. I think that if they took that formula for Double Dragon 2 and with the facing left or facing right, and then they added a jump button and,
I agree. Like,
I think that would have just done a lot because hitting A and B to jump fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a limit of the controller.
Mm. It is. But if they had that on like the SNES, they could have a jump button, and then they have the button be for left, and the A button be for right, and then I don't know. They could do something with the other button.
Well, wait, on the SNES, they still had you press two buttons to jump?
No, I'm saying they could.
There's only one on the Super Nintendo.
If it was for the other platform,
I gotcha.
If you don't count five, which is like
that control scheme would have worked better if they would have had a jump button. Right. Just because if you're gonna include those platforming bits, which you shouldn't, but if you have to. Give me a fucking jump button.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of those platformers, it's like, you need to jump three or four times onto a platform smaller than your fucking feet.
That's disappearing.
And if you fall, you're dead.
And it's disappearing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All that work.
Like, it turned into Mega Man and Castlevania all of a sudden. Like, all in one. And you know what? That section where I think it's at the end of the... I think it's the third level in Double Dragon.
Near the end of the game.
Where you're on the conveyor belt.
Oh, fuck. No, that part,
That's annoying, too, because it shouldn't be hard. Mm-hmm. You should just jump the fuck over. Yeah. But every once in a while, you might fuck up.
Yeah.
And you might fall in.
I hate that this makes me a racist, but when I was a kid, that one big guy, there was like the guy who looked like Arnold, and then there was the other guy we always called...
The Aboba?
Sancho. I don't know why.
Sancho.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about?
He looks like Charles Bronson, but much wider.
Yes.
Yeah. And there was a part where get on the conveyor belt with you, and if you knock him down, he just falls off and dies. Or then the helicopter level where you just punch them, and then the helicopter door opens up, and they just fly out.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
how about that train? Yes. At the end of level 4, that is horseshit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know we're getting into Double Dragon 2, but
steam.
Yes!
Fuck Steam.
Why is there Steam there? Yeah. Why did they do all this shit?
That boss sucks.
Who uses Steam engines?
Just let me end the game. Just let me end the level. Why are you doing this to me? Why is there... It's hard enough to jump on platform and platform. Yes. What are you adding Steam there for? With enemies and a moving train?
I know why.
Fuck
I know
you.
Why.
Okay, why?
I know why they did all this shit. It's because the... I'm going to put my tinfoil hat on here for a second. it's because the rental market was so huge in the United States. They wanted to make games artificially more difficult.
Yeah.
So you could, people couldn't beat them. Because with the NES and onwards, once you beat the game, you didn't want it anymore.
It's done. Yeah.
So that's why, like, Bayou Billy, another beat 'em up.
Oh, my God. I can't even get through the first level.
I forgot to bring. Yeah.
Because it sucks.
Yeah.
dog the shit. Japanese Great version meat. Is
Mad City.
It's like twice as easy.
Mm.
Because they made the American one more difficult on purpose because of the rental market.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. And I actually said this again.
I'm just saying that they were just trying to get that rental money.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I rented fucking Bayou Billy like 8 times because the commercial made the game look so cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
And I was hooked.
This isn't a beat 'em up, but we talked about a little bit on the show, but I used to rent it all the time, was Mylon's Secret Castle.
That's another fucking... Yeah. Bullshit.
Because I thought that I might at some point
get it
figure out where I could throw my bubble to open up a door, and it never came.
Fucking con artist.
But I paid for it and paid for it week in and week out.
I said this on a previous show that growing up until, I think I said it might have been a few months ago on a show. My entire life, I thought Bayou Billy was Australian. I never knew he was from Louisiana.
Bayou.
You're admitting that again. Yeah, the
Bayou Billy
is in Louisiana.
I always thought of him as Australian.
I did too.
Seriously?
I mixed him up. Well, even though the commercial clearly makes him Cajun.
Or not Indiana Jones. Fucking, what's his name?
He guys
Crocodile Dundee.
Crocodile Dundee.
I always thought he was Australian. I always thought the entire game took place in Australia.
Holy shit.
My entire life.
He's a thinly veiled Paul Hogan.
But don't you know?
Absolutely.
I'll go to New Orleans, Ryan.
I'll give you that.
But don't you know?
I never knew that.
Born on a Bayou?
I know it's that. That's Creedence Clearwater Revival. That's a great song. I love that song,
where they
Mike.
From? They're not from fucking Australia.
Close the door. What were you, born in a bayou? Come on.
I love that song. Born on a bayou. Which is the same as Run Through the Jungle. Gonna run through the jungle.
Hey, man. Well, they were from California. They weren't even from there.
Do you know he sued, basically, he sued himself.
He sued the band. He sued himself, did he?
He
can't do that.
Somebody sued him for copyright infringement on his own song.
Fuck you.
Might have been like his brother. Like him and his brother, I think, might have been the drummer, had like a bad falling out.
Wow.
Something like that. But Born Through the Jungle? Run Through the Jungle.
Run Through the Jungle.
Born on the Bayou, Run Through the Jungle.
Susie Q.
Basically same thing. Huh. Well, Susie Q, I think.
747 coming out of the sky. Right? What song's that? That's from Predator. Remember the movie Predator when they're in the helicopter and they're flying in?
What's a slack-jawed word I don't want to say?
I love the movie Predator.
It's a great movie.
I love Carl Weathers.
Awful game. Carl Weathers, yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
Carl Weathers. You got to see, baby.
Over here. Love it.
Well, we didn't talk about it, but we should again briefly talk about King of the Dragons. King of the Dragons. We all kind of spaced out on that one. It's a CPS1 game. I've talked about it on my Odyssey a couple of times.
Is that before or after Knights of the Round?
I don't really know, to tell you the truth, Tim.
Because they're very similar. But
I bet you they're within a year of each other. Because they're both CPS1 games, so there's a limit on how long it could have existed.
I suppose, yeah. I had never really put much time into it. I knew it existed, but until that beat 'em up, Capcom beat 'em up bundle came out, I never put much time into it. Man, I love that game.
I love that game. And it's
so fucking cool.
It has 5 different classes and they all play different and they all upgrade again and you get better.
Knights of the Round is 91.
Okay.
What was the other one you were talking about?
King of the Dragons.
King of Dragons.
Okay. Give me a second.
King of Dragons.
Sounds like yourself. A band.
Mike's typing.
He types
slow.
Should we play elevator music while he's doing that?
This is drama. We got to find out.
What do we find out?
See, 91.
Same game. Same year.
What's your shirt say, Mike? That's what I do. I drink and I know things. There you go.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, is that Game of Thrones?
Tyrion.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, go ahead, Roy.
That's Road Rash, Ryan.
Is that Road Rash?
So the game is 5 different characters. Again, you have an archer, you have a cleric, you have a warrior.
The archer's bullshit.
Yeah, it's kind of bullshit.
I didn't care for the archer. I liked the cleric.
I like the cleric. I like to hit people with maces.
Yeah.
I like...
I still like
in the game. Oh, yeah, in the game, too.
The dwarf, and then the other one is
archers
the wizard.
Are always underpowered. Archers are always a little bit pussy. Well, like, the same with Gauntlet. Remember the archer in the Gauntlet?
He's the fastest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
But everyone threw their weapon in that game anyway, so it's kind of moot.
Exactly.
The archer in, what is that, Dungeons & Dragons Shadows over Mystara?
Yes.
That the archer's good, because the archer has, like, a short range like dagger, and then a long range like bow.
I mean, you could also say that those games, the two Dungeon Dragon games for from Capcom, the Tower of Doom and the Dungeons of Mystara.
I was really sad that Dungeons Over Mystara was not in this beat 'em up bundle, because that is probably my favorite arcade beat 'em up.
But it's the same kind of formula where, again, it's a beat 'em up and it's two players at once, and there's five or six different classes of people that all play differently.
Yeah, but the thing I like about that game, and very few beat 'em ups, but some do this, is that there's branching paths. So at the end of a level, you're like, we should follow the mage, or we should go to town, or whatever. Or
our,
like,
gnome village is fucked. Will you help us? And you can tell them no.
Nope. There's a wench over there who's very comely. Let's follow her. Oh, you have blossomed like the lips of a rose. But, you know, it's got branching paths, and I think that was kind of cool with beat-em-ups, you know, because variety is everything to a beat-em-up, in my opinion.
Sure.
Like, the more variety you can throw in there without, you know, hurting the rest of the gameplay, do it. Great. And being able to, like, play as a different character and then have different branching paths, imagine all the different playthroughs. Mm-hmm. But I was really sad when I was like, oh, that's not on there. That they have a bunch of really good beat-em-ups on there, but the D&D games, probably due to licensing, aren't on there. And that's a shame. But they're great games.
They are really great because they don't fuck around. They understand what you're there for. Like, it's just like walk, 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 boss fight. Walk, walk, boss fight. Walk,
yeah, you're walk, like walking fight. And then you see a bunch of, like, townsfolk fleeing the scene, and then a giant orc comes in and he's just ready to, like, stomp your nuts.
He's like, all right, we're doing this. It's fucking on. And those games, they don't dick around. I mean, they have 24 levels or whatever, but, like, it's real quick.
Long.
I mean,
we played that on the couch one night, just playing.
I know it sounds weird.
Whoa,
it does sound weird.
Hey,
that sounds a little weird.
Hey, I'm married, Ryan. Hey, come on now.
It sounds a little weird.
We played
that is
on
one of those
couch.
Games that just goes on and on and on and on.
I feel the opposite. I think it's the levels are so short and it's all boss fights.
Okay.
That it,
the
it,
game
it,
that goes on and on and on for me in the beat 'em up genre is Golden Axe.
I agree. All the more.
Yeah.
But I loved those games as a kid. I can't tell like you them. Why, because they're boring as shit.
I don't know why either.
Rory thinks so too. I like them.
Eric, you like them?
I like them.
I'm not a huge
I like
fan.
The concept, but it's just thing. The same shit over and over. Huh. It's like walk, 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 kill a guy who's wielding a bunch of grapes for some weird reason. Yeah. Walk, walk, walk. Punch a gnome in the head and get some magic. Walk, 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 walk. You know.
Well, nothing gets worse than Altered Beast.
Oh,
now,
my God.
Rory and I
take it back.
Rory and I cheated playing Altered Beast. So we got to a certain point where we just stopped playing it. I'm like, Rory, I can't fucking do this anymore.
Same maker.
You're weak.
By the way.
You're weak.
What?
Exact same maker.
It is.
Of the game. Yeah.
The same team worked on
same
him?
Team,
look,
yeah.
It was a great game when it came out. It showcased
sense.
16-bit, yeah. But like, it doesn't
like,
hold up
I
at
like
all.
Altered Beast, ironically. Like,
power up.
Power up.
Rise.
Yeah, I'm not afraid.
Rise.
The same team that worked on Golden Axe also made Phantasy Star 3.
Oh.
And Phantasy Star 1, 2, and 4 were made by Sonic Team. Sonic Team was working on Phantasy Star 4, and they took the team for Golden Axe and said, make a Phantasy Star game that we can cash in on while they're working on 4, because 4 is a much bigger game, much more larger scope. And that's why Phantasy Star 3 sucks.
There you go.
Because a bunch of non-RPG programmers and designers were working on it, and it shows because it's just broken. Like, there's stats that don't work. Like, in your, like, you know, RPGs, your stats are very important, and there are certain stats in the game that just don't work just at all. Like, shields do nothing. This is nothing. It's totally broken.
The goggles, they do nothing.
The shield, it does nothing.
Tim, have you played a lot of Phantasy Stars? Are you pretty well versed in Phantasy Star games?
I've played all of them to death, including all the new ones.
Okay.
I love the concept of, like, space exploration, cyberpunk, but not stupid cyberpunk.
Right.
You know, not like, oh God, I love Blade Runner too. Well, that's amazing. But Phantasy Star just, it hits that perfectly for me. Hits that sweet spot.
I want more life.
Huh?
I want more life.
You want more life?
It's Blade Runner.
Oh, yeah. See, I've only watched Blade Runner once.
That was random.
I watched that version with the inner monologue, and I thought it was rotten. And someone was like, no, you got to watch the version without the inner monologue. And
I think he purposely tanked that because he hated it. He didn't want to do it.
Harrison Ford
did not want it, so he purposely did it the worst he could. He was like, all over the world.
That's your voice tonight.
I was going to say, that's my joke
tonight.
That's your impression for everything.
We're going to listen to this. Mike, can you find that?
At the end of Street Fighter 1,
in between the cutscenes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you did. It's worth it. Only takes like 10 seconds.
All right. At the end of Street Fighter 1.
All right. Mike's on this right now. He's on the Street Fighter 1. He's typing.
Like me all over the world.
That's exactly.
Is this from the movie?
No, it's from the game.
First game.
It's the end. They have a sound clip at the end of the fight. Oh. So it's like
that. When you beat Sagat.
Don't forget.
I think he's supposed to say, like, even though you beat me, there are guys like me all over the world.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were doing the Van Damme thing.
So this is at the end
of
fights?
Who was the fight? Yeah.
Does it matter?
It doesn't matter. It's always the same. At the end of the title cards, usually we're like, in the later Street Fighters, like, there are guys all beat up and bloody. Like, they're
Van Damme should have done all the voices for that game, though.
He should have done them all.
You're all under arrest.
Don't get Van Damme.
Oh, we can all go to war right now. That's fine. Oh, and Bison can go shit down your kids' heads. Oh, we can go home.
He is funny, though, the commercials nowadays that are on the TV where he's like, he's like, you could have hung out with your friends, but no, your friends are hanging out with Van Damme. He's like, they got Van Damme. Don't get Van Damme.
He's freaky looking, though, man. He must have had like a lot of work done on his face.
Surgery done?
Oh, man, he looks fucking freaky in the face. Yeah.
Kind of all those stars from the time look kind of fucked up now, except for. Like,
it sounds terrible. The moves don't even work half the time.
Did you even hear it?
It's coming. If it's the second. Don't forget down and go all over the world. That's what it is.
Hey, what is that?
Don't forget, though, people like me all over the world. It's horrendous.
You guys ever watch The Angry Video Game Nerd?
Oh, yeah.
He did a review of Street Fighter 2010 on the NES, and he went off on a tangent in the middle of it and played the original Street Fighter on the TurboGrafx-16. And he played that clip where it was like, bah, 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 all over the world.
They reversed the names. It's Fighting Street.
Oh, is that what they said?
Yeah, Street Fighter. It's Fighting Street on TurboGrafx.
There's Mount Rushmore in the background on the cover for some fucking reason. but they cut back. It's like, blah, 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 all over the world. And they cut back to him and he's going, wah, 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 wah. He's like, totally just mocking it. Because it does kind of sound like the adults in the Charlie Brown, you know?
If Knights of the Round is a beat 'em up, is Sword of Sodan? A beat 'em up.
Oh my god!
It's definitely like it's definitely touching that. I don't know if it's a true.
It's so good.
It's trying to be a beat 'em up. It's trying to be a game.
It's trying to be a video game, but it's failing.
Sengoku on the Neo Geo.
I was trying to think if
Neo Geo had any beat 'em ups. And all three Sengoku games on the Neo Geo.
Well, especially the third one. The third one is beautiful. Pixel art has six characters.
Gorgeous. Just gorgeous. But the third one misses one thing that I liked to the other two games, and that is cowboy samurai. Like mullet white guy samurai.
Totally
is
ridiculous.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the Sengoku games are okay. Three is the only one that I think is actually really kind
three
of
holds up. Three's still playable to this day and is fun.
The other one on Neo Geo, well, they have a couple like Mutation Nation, which is
that
kind of shit.
Sucks.
Yeah, this game's
that
terrible. Game Eight Man is definitely terrible.
What is it?
Eight Man.
Oh, Eight Man. I thought you said Ape Man.
No, Ape Man. Yeah, Ape Man is terrible. Yep.
Get your hands off me, you damn dirty beat 'em ups.
And then I can't remember the name. It's definitely a Final Fight clone. It's a ripoff. Burning Fight.
Oh, that game sucks too.
It sucks, but I want to like it. You know what I mean?
It's not as bad as Mutation Nation.
Mutation Nation is garbage, but I want to like Burning Fight, but like Burning Fight is terrible.
Huh. It is surprising that Neo Geo didn't pump out more beat 'em ups.
Yeah, I mean, no, it was all arcade platform. Yeah,
that's not
really.
That's not their jam.
Yeah, I know, but like they had
seemed like it would work really well.
They had such an upper hand. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They could
it was so
really
redundant.
Just,
their games were so redundant. They're all
but they weren't
games.
Made. They weren't making them for playing on a couch. They were making arcade games.
Right. Right.
Imagine
right.
if they had a beat 'em up based on the King of Fighters franchise,
yeah.
where you could choose any of those fighters. And just do like a couple of basic moves of theirs, mm-hmm. but you're like you're walking through the city. I would just play as Mai every time. But I mean, you know, you could choose anyone.
But Neo Geo was, it was such a mystical system. We were
mystical.
It was like this. Like,
would you say whimsical?
Like a ninja.
Whimsical.
Well, it was like out of reach.
Nobody had it.
Nobody had it. Exactly.
It was so fucking out of reach.
It was just
a
out of reach.
Comic book store.
What was it? It was like $800.
Yeah,
it might have been five.
But it might be 800 today's money.
The games were two.
But the games were like $200. Yeah,
yeah. The games were the cost of a fucking console.
Exactly.
It was ridiculous. I had a bunch of friends who all started working at, and this is going to age me, Funko Land.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Oh, yes.
Okay. That became GameStop.
Yeah, later on. But at the time, it was Funko Land. And like, I didn't work there, but it was like, I worked at a restaurant with a couple of our friends, and then like everyone else worked at Funko Land. At the time, it was sort of like right across the street from each other. So we'd hang out all the time. But one time I remember it was like hot news in our group of friends. Some dude came in with like a box, like a microwave box with a Neo Geo and a bunch of games.
Wow.
And at the time, the store wouldn't accept it or some fucking bullshit. I don't know why.
I couldn't sell it.
I would have got everything I had fucking together.
The guy who was the cashier or the, you know, whatever, he was like, we can't take it, but me, I get off work at 5:30. Just get me in the parking lot. I will buy this for me for $600. Wow. And the guy didn't know what he had, so he just sold him the whole box, which was like 24 games and a system, two controllers.
For $600?
For $600. Oh, and it was just, it was like all these Fatal Fury games, King of Fighter games, Metal Slug. Mm. And I'm like, you lucky duck.
I'll tell you what. And you know what? Now, Metal Slug's not $200.
What is it?
Oh, no.
It's like $500. It might even be a grand. It might even be a grand. Like,
this would have been like 1998, 99, something like that.
It's an absolute dream of mine to like peruse garage sales and yard sales and stumble upon a Neo Geo.
Stumble upon any video games, honestly. It doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It really doesn't because everyone knows
know
what
they
worth.
Have.
Yeah, people know what they have. Yeah, it's all that.
Last time it happened to me, I went to a garage sale and I ran into like a box that had like an SNES, one controller and six games and they wanted $100.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh, that's totally.
I was like, do you take credit cards? And the guy's like, what? And I went, hang on, I'll be right back. And like ran down the street to the ATM and got money. And I'm like, I'll take this. Thank you.
Yeah, because you're almost at the point now where like all those systems now are secondhand. So our parents, right, have already sold them or we've sold them.
Right.
So the only people selling them now are people our age that
if our
have
parents
already
are
bought
alive.
Them back. You know what I mean? So, yeah, so it's not the original change of hands, but going, oh, this is my kid's stuff.
Not only
that, it's already over.
Not only that, people buying them are our age, and
exactly.
Now they have jobs,
right?
And they have money,
and you have the internet. And if you're,
and if
your shit's worth,
yeah. And if you're selling Chrono Trigger for $120, yeah, sure, why not? I played it as a kid. I want
and
the real.
Everyone
the thing.
Has access to the internet in their pocket. And
exactly.
They can go, how much is this worth? Oh,
right.
Fuck.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's it going for on eBay?
But at Neo Geo, that is an absolute dream of mine to like walk up to a garage sale and see a Neo Geo with
the
like five games.
Money, he doesn't give a shit.
And not even that.
And it's on the lap.
Somebody
of a
that's not aware.
Naked woman with
I want
giant
that win.
Breasts.
I want
that's right. Yeah. She says, God, I just don't have enough cock right now. I would trade you this right now if you could just give me your seed.
That'd be a win.
You guys talk funny in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We don't lock our doors here.
So. Yeah. Yeah, that's
so
right.
Safe.
Well, I mean, how are you going to get the big-breasted women in the house?
I don't lock my doors too often.
God, they usually break into my house and unclothe.
Oh, I lock
actually,
all
and to be a nerd, I live in St. Paul, which is actually I live in the actual capital of the state, but no one gives a shit because nothing happens anywhere else except for Minneapolis and Minnesota. So that's where all the nightclubs and, you know, strip joints and music venues and businesses are.
How's that Mall of America?
Fucking awesome.
Is it really?
It's I don't respect it because it's been around since I was a little kid, so I take it for granted.
Right.
But if you think if I go there and I think about it, I'm like, this is fucking weird. There's a amusement park inside.
You guys need it though, because you can't be outside, so you need something like that, right?
We have like Six Flags and Valley Fair and all that shit too. But like there like the amusement park in the Mall of America is called, I think it's Nickelodeon Universe now is the name of it. It used to be called Camp Snoopy.
Nickelodeon's still around.
Yeah, well, yeah. All the rides are like Ninja Turtles,
but they don't have like
SpongeBob and shit.
Yeah, they don't have like a Nickelodeon Studios. Like, do you remember they would have Nickelodeon Studios in Orlando, Florida?
Oh yeah, that's
abandoned.
What is it really?
Yeah, dude, go on YouTube.
It's
fucking crazy.
MGM?
Nickelodeon Studios is abandoned. All the shit is still there, but it's all like falling apart.
It's like, hey, dude. Well,
it's like that. Oh, the hey, dude. Filming location in Arizona is like a ghost town. It has been for a long time.
Where's that at in Arizona, by the way? I used to live in Arizona for a little bit.
The sets are still there. They're just sitting abandoned, and it's creepy as fuck.
Wow.
What are we doing here, guys?
Yeah, I know,
right? Want to reenact Hey Dude?
Watch out for
the wild and a little strange.
Holy shit, here,
Mark Summers
make your life out on the range. Now get your hell.
Dude, Mark Summers then was like a fucking superstar.
Oh, yeah.
Because they used to film Double Dare in Philadelphia. So a lot of people in elementary school, we were kids, they used to go to Double Dare. They would they would go and be in the audience. I never did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They usually the rich kids always went.
You see Mark Summers back in the day on Double Dare, and like he gets splashed with slime, and he's like, you go, now he you go, oh, he's full of OCD.
Yeah.
And you rewatch him and going, and you're like, he's about to crack.
He wants to explode.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I would. Fuck yeah.
He is shitting his pants in that shot right there.
Absolutely.
Because he's the kind of guy who like combs his rugs to make sure that they're in
the you heard that too. I'm not the only one.
He always had the nice high top shoes on.
Huh. Like, geez, you ever see those like those throw rugs that have like the
Tassels.
I was going to say frayed edges. It's not frayed edges.
Tim's
right. He would comb them out so they were straight.
Wow. Yep,
because he admits, he's like, it's a crippling mental illness.
Yeah, he's got a legit problem. Yeah.
I vacuumed the table in the studio. You guys didn't notice that.
I didn't notice that.
Look at the grooves. You guys don't notice the grooves when you show up in the studio? It looks...
Make sure that they're all even.
These grooves are so nice, Ryan.
They're beautiful.
Mark Summers is the kind of guy who, like, you know how there's that carpet that you can, like, run your hand across and it'll change colors depending on where you run it. Right. You know what I mean?
I do that to my couch.
I love that.
Yeah. He's the kind of guy who would go over it to make sure it was all the same color.
and Burt Reynolds got into a fight on David Letterman.
Mark Summers and Burt Reynolds?
Yeah, well,
I would pay to watch that pay-per-view fight.
Man, that's like the 80s colliding with the 70s. Fight,
but like they're like Mark Summers says some shit about his marriage and shit.
Wait, about
like,
Burt Reynolds?
Yeah, like across the fucking line. Like Burt Reynolds throws his water on him right after he did it. Like they were not fucking
around. I don't
understand.
What would they have to get angry about with each other?
They were talking shit. They were next to each other. You know how they have the guy I can't imagine
that they even be in the same building.
Right. Because like when you hate somebody, you kind of admire something about them.
But they might not have hated each other before that. They got in a fight.
It just happened on the, like they were just talking to, they were trying to be like chummy and make jokes, and Burt Reynolds wasn't fucking around.
You ain't be chummy with
Reynolds. Don't fuck around.
You white hot.
That stash does not fuck around.
That stash does not fuck around.
And Mark Summers like, I'm going to spit in your fucking mustache.
Mark Summers
goes, physical challenge.
Says some shit about his fucking marriage failing or some shit like that. I don't know. It was like across the line.
Physical challenge before he got challenged.
You're going to get slimed, Reynolds.
Physical challenge, Bert.
He's like, I dare you to pull more Kleenex out of this giant novel.
I challenged your wife last night. I like that, Bert.
So it's funny.
He's like, find the flag in my ass.
He looks at her and he goes, oh my god! I fucked up the joke. What are they supposed to say? Oh, I never mind. Sorry.
It's funny that you say he's like a neat freak though, because at the end they stood back to back and had a pie where they put pies in each other's face. Oh. It was all over the place.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it turned into a nightmare for
him. I hope they paid him really fucking good.
I don't know. I don't know if they pay you at all to go. You just promote your shit when you go on those late night shows.
I know the joke.
No. I mean, back when he was doing Double Dare. I'm saying like.
Oh, Mark Summers made out. Yeah,
I'm sure he did.
Paid him great.
He said.
I'm sure he did.
So he tells
him,
me.
Him and Omar Gooding, who was doing.
Omar Gooding, yeah.
Wild and Crazy Kids.
Wild and Crazy Kids.
Dick Arcade.
Oh, Wild and Crazy Kids, Tim.
Hey, what would you do? Remember, what would you do?
That was Mark Summers. Nick Arcade. Who did Nick Arcade?
Do you have it?
God. That's what I was going to say. That was my joke. I fucked it up. Like
that's Mike O'Malley.
It doesn't matter. It's still funny. He goes he goes to Burt Reynolds. He's like, I physical challenged your wife last night. Burt Reynolds is like, what the fuck did you just say? And Mark Summers goes, power surge!
She got slime.
You guys awesome. Video power? Video power was one of the shows.
Oh, yeah. Where you had the Velcro suit and then you went down the slot getting all the games. I wanted to be on that show so fucking
back
bad.
Then, video games were expensive back then. Yeah. $56 back
then.
Yeah. That's like $110 today.
Sure.
Yeah. So they're running through this room, picking up video games, sticking them to their shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I was always jealous. But I heard that they fucked these kids over, though. I heard they screwed them.
I'm sure.
They didn't get to keep all those games.
They didn't.
No.
They fucked the
I think they had to pay taxes on the games. I think they had to pay taxes.
That's yeah, they were just
Ryan.
Like, okay, you got Chrono like, Trigger. We'll take yeah. that. Oh, yeah, that's like, Earthbound. We'll
tax
take
you 20%.
We're
going to
give you Streets of Rage. We're going to give you Sonic, but we're going to fuck you for it.
You remember back in the day?
Yeah, you can have Buster's Busts Loose. Looney Tunes.
Back in the day.
Not a bad game.
At Toys R Us, you pick up the little slip.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I used to work at Toys R Us in the back. Ooh, when they would bring up the slip, and it's just this big room full of boxes with numbers on them for the different slips of paper.
Right.
I stole so much shit.
Allegedly.
I was like, oh, PlayStation memory cards, huh? How that's going to fit in the jean pocket, into my jeans pocket. Really.
Damn right. Because they were expensive.
I'll take six.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah, they were like $20 a piece.
Right.
They were expensive. Ridiculous. Yeah, they were a lot of money.
I have a ton. Believe it or not.
Oh, I believe it. You fucking thief. I hear you.
He's got fucking Prince's party, man. He stole from his house. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He's got that too.
Well, here's the thing. My friend Alex and I, my best friend growing up, we both broke into that gymnasium and took that record. And then 2 years after that, he had to move away from Minnesota. He moved to Florida.
Mm.
And I went to go visit him on his last day, and it was just a moving truck, and he wasn't there. And so I was walking my bike home with tears in my eyes. I didn't get to say goodbye to him. And here he comes running up behind me with that record in his hand, and it says, "To Tim from Alex, you're my best buddy."
Aww.
And he handed it to me, and we hugged each other, and that's why I still have it.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
How about
that'll sound great in court.
That's hard.
That'll sound great in court. I was going to make a joke, and I'm like, nah, let's let this one slide. Ryan goes right after it.
Chris is intellectual property manager.
We don't have
is
class
this,
here
this
on
emulate this. Emulate this. Yeah. You know we need to hold one Tim Evans.
That brought tears to my eyes.
The only other game I wanted to bring up was Sengoku, and I think we covered that.
Mm-hmm.
There was a 3D beat 'em up on the PlayStation called, I think it was just called Ninja. Mm-hmm. It was early.
Never heard of it.
Do you remember this game, though?
I've never heard
never
of it.
It. No,
a lot of games nowadays, they just don't have like the same charm. I don't know if it's because they changed the perspective. Like, do you remember the PS2, the bouncer? Like,
yes.
Game
oh, yeah.
Never
well,
held up.
They don't need personality to sell them anymore. That's why.
Don't you think that pixel art,
there's
to me, it matters a lot when it comes
to
a
really
beat-em-up.
Charming.
I think it's an age thing, though, Ryan. I don't think kids,
you think it's an age thing.
I don't
thing.
Think kids nowadays respect it.
They don't appreciate
it. I just don't think the fluidity of an HD style art game
too
work. It doesn't work. Yes, it's too smooth. It doesn't work as well. It doesn't.
There's something really charming about a game that does a lot with very little.
Yes,
like the creativity is born from the limitations.
Exactly.
And look at the. This is totally off topic, but look at the. Says the guy talked about Prince for 2 hours. The soundtrack to Mega Man 2, one of the greatest video game soundtracks of all time. How limited the software was, I think, is what made it so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the same thing could be said for pixel art. I think that I need pixels for a beat 'em up. It just loses something otherwise.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want polygons. I especially don't want early shitty polygons.
Sure. No. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
A great beat 'em up is like a muscle car. I love cars. I'm a big car guy.
Here we go.
A great beat 'em up game is a muscle car. It's obnoxious. It's a piece of art. It's like, why would you buy this? Because it's fun. That's why
look
I buy
at Cody
it.
And right. Look at Axel.
Right.
They're just blonde guys with
exactly.
rolled up fucking t-shirts.
Exactly.
Bunch of chads.
Right. You don't always need to drive a Ferrari. I don't need to play Zelda games and
right.
Mother and stuff like that. Sometimes I just want to jump into an obnoxious ass rear wheel drive, impractical fucking muscle car.
No, I hear you. That's
like a Challenger.
I don't have the money for it, but even if I did, I wouldn't have a Lamborghini Countach in my garage.
Right.
What I do have in my garage is a 1985 Camaro IROC Z.
Oh my god. That's awesome.
With the T-tops.
Is it baby blue, sky blue?
It's sky blue.
Yes! Oh, shit! Is it for real?
No. Sorry, electric blue.
Metallic electric blue. That's right.
That is awesome. The rear window is the slats.
Not the T-top.
You really have... It's
not a Hot Wheel.
Are you preserving this thing? Are you keeping it, like, low mileage?
It doesn't run. It needs a... The engine that's in it is OEM and shot. It needs a new brake booster. It needs a new transmission and a new engine.
Let me know. I'm flying out. Case of beer. We're going to work on this thing.
But the interior is all original. It's all dark gray with the electric blue exterior. Oh, I love that combination.
Love that electric fucking blue.
How long have you had it?
Forever. The seats are leather bucket seats.
Mm.
And then all the dash stuff is all original. So it's got like the shitty old 80s trip counter where it's just like a button you push to reset it.
Yeah, really like plasticky dash. Yeah.
What year was John's car? Do you remember? Was that 85?
Yeah, we had a friend, John. He had like a 90.
Well, he
like
had a 90, 91.
No, he had two.
Then he got a second one after he smashed it up because our other friend T-boned him.
Yeah.
Just randomly T-boned him. And so he had to get another car. And so, he bought a 90. He got really
98? 98.
No, he bought a 93. All right, so John bought a 93, a really rare car. He actually stumbled upon it. He found it somewhere. Mm-hmm. He bought a 93 or 94.
It's a Camaro.
A Camaro 1LE. Now, there was only like 200 of them made.
Yeah.
He found 130 of them made. He
beautiful,
found one.
Beautiful fucking car. Yeah.
The guy that sold it to him thought it was a regular Z28. It wasn't. It was a 1LE with a racing suspension.
It was a beautiful car. I remember it, yeah.
And he tuned it and souped it up, and it was ridiculously.
Yeah.
I think
he rode rough as shit because it was made for a fucking racetrack.
He got it at the end of the water temple, didn't he?
That's
what happened.
No, but anyway. Yeah, it's cool, man. I didn't know you were a car guy. It's awesome.
I work for the Department of Vehicle Services for the state of Minnesota.
Right.
So,
in other words, your car's illegal as shit. You just put stickers on it.
No.
It doesn't run.
The stickers on there are expired because it's not in driving condition, so it's not being driven. And I don't know if I ever can, honestly, because it's just there's so much work to be done and it's almost not worth it. But it is kind of fun just to go out in the garage, crack a beer and like sit in it and look at it and smell it. I swear to God, it smells like leather.
It smells like 1985.
Listen, Ryan's got his cock.
Ryan's got a
really
hard
on right now. But this is how I feel.
He actually has his fist clenched right now.
Do you hear the way Tim is talking right now? This is what great beat 'em up games are. Great beat 'em up games are the muscle cars. They're obnoxious. We don't know why we do it.
It's a good analogy.
The blonde guy with a bandana on.
Exactly.
Wearing tight acid wash jeans and white Nikes.
Right.
That is this car. And
he probably beats his wife.
Yes.
No, because he's too drunk.
He can't find her.
Can't even swing.
Yeah, beat 'em ups are, there's just something about them that is both exhilarating and peaceful. Like you can lose yourself in them and go, and be zen, or you can like crank up the music is important in a beat 'em up because it's all about presentation because they're all the same. It's all moving to the right and punching guys. But if you got the right atmosphere going on, hell yeah, dude.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to close this one out.
Mike, hit the Jock James button. Go.
All right, Tim, I want to thank you for being on, and you can hear Tim on Super Podcast Brothers. Tim, tell people where they can hear your show.
Yeah, you can go to retrovolve.com. to listen to our newest episodes. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/superpodcastbrothers. We're on Instagram at superpodcastbros. We're on Twitter at superpodcastbros. You can follow me on Twitter at timongaming. And yeah, thanks, Emulate This. Thank you guys for having me on. This was great. I love the genre, and I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah. Thanks again, Tim. Good time.
Thanks for having me.
Stay on the line.
Okay. Don't forget there are many gods. Thank you. All over.